When it's going live. Hi guys. Am I live? Hello, hello. I've went live before, not really went live, and talked to myself for like an hour, so I'm gonna wait for confirmation. All right. Hi everybody. I missed you guys this weekend, but I had a wonderful weekend. Me and my family went bowling twice, which is awesome. As you can see, I don't have my beard because Amy is fine with me having a beard, but she prefers kissing me a little less bearded. And I was getting like food and stuff in my mustache. And I know a lot of you guys like my beard, but strangers on the internet don't have the same amount of say in my life as my wife. Hi, everybody. I'm just trying. You're live. Thank you, Anchor Bear. Great to see you guys too. Okay, so today's stream is called Trolls, Jesters, and the Law of the Land. And I think it's going to be a good one. And heard you got swatted. I was legally swatted under the anti-swatting law of 2018. These trolls did that, and it's a very serious crime. But rest at ease. There was no trauma inflicted on my children or my wife. There were some emotions, but it turned out to be a blessing. But I'm not going to give any details. I've for many reasons, and I'm just going to keep the story to myself. How's that sound? How's that sound, everybody? But don't worry. Don't you know the Hollywood dream machine? One thing that they do is they put all these traumatic images in people's heads. That's kind of their job, so that people will always picture the worst case scenario and like, a screaming child and a shot dog and all this. And don't do that because none of that happened. Man, good to see you back. Kissing wife trumps coolness. Yeah, definitely. What they did was very illegal. And a lot of people don't know the law. That's why this is called Trolls, Jesters, and the Law of the Land. They don't know the role of the comedian. They don't know what is legal and what is not legal, and they probably don't know many cops or child protective services or any of this stuff. They just know what Hollywood has told them and or worst case scenarios that have been pumped into you from fear porn. I know cops really well, and a lot of people don't understand what cops are. Cops, their whole job is to maintain order. A cop on the same day could put someone in jail for the possession of a plant and put his life on the line for a child. And that confuses people sometimes because, people, we're in the days of the overreaction, we're in the days of the emotional spiral. And so people are like, cops are the enemy. They'll put you in jail for God's creation of the weed. And, cops are, they abuse their power. Yeah, sometimes, there's some cops that abuse their power, and there's a lot of laws that are unjust morally. But the same cop would do things more heroic than anything you'll ever do in your life. And so when you put that together, you start realizing what the job is. The job is to maintain order. Here's what a lot of trolls don't know about me. I'm very ordered. My job is to say politically offensive things. I'm a politically incorrect comedian. I pay my taxes. I don't commit crimes. I do charity shows for police, for fallen officers. This is the first car I've ever had that I don't have a sheriff sticker on it. I relate to the police. The police are going through a lot of similar problems that comedians do because political correct culture is making it impossible for them to do their job and impossible for comedians to do their job. So, oh, by the way, anybody trying to be like, so what happened? If people are trying to do the fear porn, just get them out. Vox told everybody the severity of what happened because there's too much confusion online as to why we are taking this very seriously. And people need to understand. And this is what you trolls need to understand. Someone who tries to separate a man and a woman from their children under a false police report is one or two notches above pedophile in the minds of most family people. I did a whole stream about how Nick Fuentes should not have confronted Ben Shapiro on the street with his family. And just seeing the division between men with families and men without families, some of these incel, milker nation, troll types, they don't understand how insane that appears. Like, you're despised. And it's illegal. You know, and cops hate it. Social workers hate it. They all hate it. You know, some of these people will have to, you know, one of my friends who's a state trooper in New York had to show up on a scene once where someone, a meth head, I'm not even going to tell you what they did to their baby because I don't want that image in your head. But they have to endure real horror. And a lot of the frustration that happens with police and social workers is they can't do more. Yeah, there's corrupt systems and yeah, there's people that take advantage of the vulnerable. But in general, the average cop, the average social worker sees abuse and they can't do anything about it. You know, like my mother, across the street from her is a high needs kid and he's abused all the time. You know, his mom openly screams at him and it's sad. And the authorities have been called many times and nothing ever happens. And that drives a lot of police and social workers insane. Then imagine they get sent to me. For all intents and purposes, Amy and I run a model household. You know, it's like what we are doing is so healthy and happy and ordered and legal that the people that have to deal with real problems and watching these online beefs started by trolls that belong under a bridge, they take it very seriously and it's illegal. And you can get court orders to find out exactly who did it, you know, and there's laws against it, guys. What people don't seem to understand is the United States is a company. It's a corporation. You know, when people are slandering unauthorized as a fraud, they're breaking the law. And these people take that very seriously. You know, this isn't a game. Calling someone like a homo or, you know, making fun of them or mockery. I've never copyright struck any of those people. Until they started doing what's very illegal. And unauthorized.tv is doing great. All this drama has actually increased subscribers because obviously it isn't a fraud. But when you say something is a fraud and if you try to like hack in to someone's company, they may put you in prison. That isn't talking trash. So I know in your little gamma male brain, when you say, well, Owen called Crowder a sodomite, so I tried to get his family arrested. It's the same thing. It isn't. I never break the law. I pay my taxes. We're going to get right down to the nitty gritty of what money is, what taxes are, what all this are, because a lot of people don't understand the basics of reality. That's why I always tell people I'm not a religious leader and I'm never going into politics. What am I? I'm a comedian. And some people are like, yeah, Big Bear, but you brought me back to Christ and you know, so many people follow you, you can make a real difference. And I'm like, guys, I'm a comedian. I'm a very accomplished comedian, extremely accomplished comedian. I'm very good at my job. Why is that so important? Because I've always loved the job of comedian because the jester gets to tell the truth. And the jester gets to exaggerate and flip and yell and do music and juxtaposition and hyperbole and all that to convey what everyone knows to be true, but is not socially acceptable to say in life. And I'm doing my job extremely well. Some people don't understand that because they simply are distracted all the time. A lot of people, their favorite bit in the history of comedy is George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on TV. And those same people would get mad at me for saying a word that you're not allowed to say with no irony. Here's the good news. It's changing. It's getting, I've been in exile now from like normal comedy club stand-up for a few years. And that's changing back because the problem with nonsense is it doesn't work. And now club owners and theater owners are seeing that the charade is over. Like no one is going to see politically correct comedians. Comedy is supposed to say the uncomfortable realities that shock people. That's why my Wikipedia page was such a joke, because it was like he purposely says offensive things. Hello? That's like saying A plumber purposely fixes your pipes. And so things are going well because it's starting to become very obvious that no one wants to see political correct lies as comedy. It's not the role of the comedian. As soon as people, all you gamma trolls, you have to understand, as soon as the real world sees what you're claiming and what you're doing, oh, he made a video, he was ranting at the moon, he thinks that, as soon as they find out I'm a comedian, I'm a politically incorrect comedian, you sound crazy. And so many lines have been crossed because of these people. And one of the guys even bragged about it. That's one reason why I'm not saying any details. Because the one thing about trolls, they're so impulsive and they're so narcissistic and so arrogant that they're pretty easy to spot. And don't worry, I'm not coming for you. This is what I'm doing. I'm pursuing legal action against whoever it was that tried to do this because what it was a felony. If people want to use my likeness on YouTube to mock my business or my family, I will strike you and copyright strike you because it's literally illegal and insane. I don't care if you mock me. I don't care if you talk smack about me. I don't care if you say I'm a big bad wolf. But if you break the law, I have to make some public examples of people because it's like, it's just so off the rails, you know? And what happened to my beard? Amy likes it better like this. She likes kissing me better like this. And listen, I don't, all you sweaty fellas on the internet, if you want to say that that you prefer the beard, I care more about what my wife feels about my face. Trolls feed off the attention like little girls. Well, let's get into it. I got some good stuff to show you. And this is, and guys, don't say crazy stuff on my behalf to people. I've always said that. If you go out and you take the ticket of wrath or you take the ticket of psychosis and you say crazy stuff, you're not helping anybody. Be above it. You know, mockery's awesome. You know, like inventing the unit of measurement for the Rogan is awesome, all this stuff. But don't be a psycho. This a bear made this video and it's hilarious and very, very true. This is what we should do moving forward. Because guys, remember, the people that have done some of these things, they made huge mistakes. Amy and I are solid. Our family's solid. Like, we cross our T's and dot our I's. We don't commit crimes. We don't lie. You know, some of these gammas will start believing their own lies, where they're like, Owen's a cult leader. Owen's a liar. Owen. And then they start actually believing it. To the point where they're like trying to send authorities at me. It's like, do you never stop and realize how it's none of that's true? And when reality meets you, you're not going to be in a good position. You know I'm not a colleague. Like, you know that. We both know that. But the problem with wizardry is they start believing their own lies, where they're like, oh, Amy's going to leave. All facts show that I have a devoted, loving wife, a healthy and happy and logos-driven family. I am a law-abiding comedian who lives his life in a very good way, to the point where it literally inspires people. So when you take a police officer or a social worker away from a house where the kids are covered in blood and the mom's asleep on heroin, reality will come back to you in a way. And I don't require vengeance. Like, I'm not even mad. Like, my family and I, we all had a great weekend, and it was awesome taking off the weekend and not streaming and seeing what really matters. And we started bowling, and we had, it's just wonderful weekend. And Amy was, Amy the other day was like saying that she was like, thanks for bringing me water. I guess I've been bringing her water lately. And she's like, you've been very sweet to me since being pregnant. And I really appreciate that. And it's like, if my head was in the clouds too much with gravy and I was, you know, doing three hour stream every day, researching the topics, you know, just always looking at, you know, the fence work, the goat work, all that. Sometimes I forget that my pregnant wife just wants some water. And bowling is an awesome family activity because families root for each other. You know, when any of us gets a strike, you know, it's big win for the genetic pool. You know, like if Amy beats me in bowling or if I beat her in bowling, it's a win-win because our DNA is combined. And it's a great sober activity. Yeah, like all these trolls, like, you know I don't drink. Like, you know that. So when you tell authorities that I'm a raving drunk, like, we don't even have alcohol in the house. Do you believe your own lies? All right, anyway. Oh, and by the way, buy tickets for Vegas. Just Google Owen Benjamin Vegas stand up and buy tickets. I always forget the name of the place, but the ticket sales have been so excellent that the booker was like, man, you know, I have more places for you, man. And I'm like, yeah, no, they always cancel. He's like, no, things are changing. And it's incredible if that really happens. If I can actually go back to doing stand up, I mean, you have no idea what that would mean to me. You know, because I've been in exile because I won't bend the knee. And if I can actually outlast the storm of political correct comedy that doesn't work or make people laugh and no one wants to see it, that would be a very beautiful thing. I'm not holding my breath, but that would be a very beautiful thing. There's good signs on the horizon. All right, check this out.
What kind of man uses Just Bantam aftershave? Proud bank owner, that's who. Man that doesn't like dumpster pumping or
dude, watch this again. Start from the top.
What kind of man uses Just Bantam aftershave? Proud bank owner, that's who. Man that doesn't like dumpster pumping or drama. Just likes fixing shit with his bare hands. We don't have time for gammas and trolls. We got gravy to ladle. There's wizards to slay. So go on, pick up some Just Bantam aftershave. It'll soothe your skin and help cool your jets.
Thanks. I need that.
So don't offer too endlessly.
Just Bantam.
So funny. Hilarious. All right, here's a funny picture of the goats. I love goats simply because they like standing on things. That was this morning. Our cats are doing an excellent job with the rats, and I really respect how they hang them as trophies. Like, I've never been a cat guy. I've been a dog guy because as pets, cats just seem like, you know, it's almost like all dogs go to heaven, but all cats go to hell. Like, cats just seem like demons to me. And I know that's probably triggering people. You know, don't try and swap me because I don't like cats. Anyway, but I love cats as hunters. You know, we have these barn cats and we just keep them in the garage and they just do their business. And now I'm really appreciating cats because I wake up, I go downstairs, when I go out to do the goats, you know, we don't have a rat problem anymore and they hang it up. And I'm like, nice. And then they just kind of like look at me like these beady red eyes from a shadow and they're like their eyes are insane. But as killers, I really respect cats. As companions, that's why we have four dogs. All right. Here's an interesting turn of events. So I don't watch the news. Don't watch the news. Guys, you'll get way more truth from C.S. Lewis or Grimm's Fairy Tales or any of these stories that have lasted generations that parents tell their kids. We're about to get to the concept of the troll. You're better served just reading that stuff. The news is insane. But I sometimes will check out events. Like yesterday, there was a shooting in a church that was live streamed. All these narrative little things pop up. You know, it's like, and then a rabbi was stabbed and America allegedly dropped bombs on Iraq and Syria all on the same day, right? Okay, you don't know if any of it's true or not, because it's told to you by a sociopathic liar called the media, right? And 99% of the trauma you will experience in your life is from the media. 99% of all your fear and pain and anxiety and dread will come from a flat black screen in your living room called a TV or your phone. That's a reality, you know? And you're conditioned to think of gulags and horror and they're coming for you and all that. But in reality, like, think about how often that really happens and what fear does. Man, don't joke about being a troll. No, it's a zero tolerance anymore. I don't, the chat is a plus. I'll shut down the chat if it becomes annoying. You know, we have unauthorized. It's not going anywhere. I'll do streams. I'll put them up. I'll see you guys if I ever do shows. But, you know, this is just a plus for you guys. I don't need it. You know, I just like that you guys can talk to each other. They're really pushing anti-Semitism. Yeah, but Remember how much time I spent trying to understand the difference between the grabbler and the Jew? You know, Owen of House Bear, enemy of the grabbler, friend to the Jew. I'll check out these stories to see how the spider is weaving the narrative, because the whole game, the whole war is narrative. It's all like, and that's what happened to me this weekend with this swatting situation, is the narrative spinners will sometimes believe their own lies. You know, they'll this one guy tried to get a big reaction on the internet just so that he could sell merch with my face on it, literally, and get clicks, and he's just a desperate guy. And so he starts saying I'm a cult leader and all this. And that type of traumatic speech will get clicks. He will make money on that. But then, you know, the chickens come home to roost and it's not true. You know, it's very, very obvious that these things are lies and he profited off it. But then you have to sit in your lies. And so that's what's happening now with the media. The media isn't working anymore because they've lied too much. Like people just kind of watch it and it'll trigger sometimes. It's getting like just so absurd that some people will be triggered by it, but most people I know don't even watch news. Most people I know don't even have cable. The average American, if you go on Twitter, it appears that the world is always ending. Like at all times, everyone hates each other. You open your door, none of it's true. You know, I see more and more people detaching from social media because most of the entertaining ones have been kicked off, so there's no point. And so, you know, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so this stabbing of the rabbi is obviously being spun. There was already laws in place, you know, ready to go. You know, the mayor and all these people, Trump's tweeting. It's like, anti-Semitism has no place in this world. You know, even though some like bike thief broke into his house and stabbed him, it's all just, it appears to just be a crime. And all crime is hate crime. Like there's no non-hate murder. Like nobody, if someone's like, was that a hate crime? It's like, no, he lovingly stabbed someone to death. It's all hate. We all know this. You know, we don't have to dwell in that world. That world is the underworld, the world of the troll. We'll get to that. Zero tolerance, folks. Yeah, yeah. No, none of these special boys, because they'll have their Reddit. That's under the bridge, you know. And if you go to Reddit and read troll accounts, like you're part of it. Just stay away from it. You know, trolls live under the bridges, and they're going to be under there going, oh, I'm Benjamin. Oh, just stay away. And they're not going to be here. If you want to bring that energy here, you're going to be kicked out. I have a pregnant wife and a homestead, and I'm a comedian, and I don't want more headaches with nonsense threats, you know? And it doesn't even, it does bother me. There was moments of intensity with what happened, but it's just pathetic, you know? When you do research on who these people are that do it, it's almost always the same story, and it's very, very sad. You know, just desperation, evil, just, they like feed off anxiety and fear. It's just so bad. Just stay away from those people. So anyway, Reddit is a shit show. Dude, it's the underworld. None of this is new. None of this is new. So what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So you have to understand that there are, you know, enemy of the grabber, friend of the Jew. That's very real. And it's good to do these type of thought experiments way before things happen, because then things make sense. Okay, so all these laws are ready to go. You know, we need more domestic terrorism laws. It's all about taking away freedoms, right? And just expanding the power for the elite and wealth. Anti-Semitism has no place, but watch how reality works. Okay, so Benjamin Netanyahu, a leader of a foreign country. Bear in mind, this is just about a stabbing in New York. We send our best wishes for the recovery of the wounded. We will send our best wishes for recovery to the wounded. We will cooperate however possible with the local authorities in order to assist in defeating this phenomenon. We offer our assistance to every country. Israel strongly condemns the recent displays of anti-Semitism, including the vicious attack at the home of the rabbi. Okay, yeah, I bet you didn't see this coming. Watch this. Torah Jews. We do not appreciate Israeli leaders offering assistance in wake of attacks. We are American Jews and represented by American leadership who are working tirelessly to stop this trend. Bibi, you're merely collecting points for Zionism. You don't represent us, Monse at. All right. Do you see how reality actually works? That's why the whole, like, the Jews isn't real. And so you have these power players, right? And so they're trying to capitalize on a what appears to be an actual tragedy. See, there's false flags, there's hoaxes, and then there's gross distortions. That's what I believe this one to be. I think there was an actual stabbing. I think there's a good chance the bike thief was not a big fan of the hats. But now that it's being used as this international, you know, spider web control narrative, you really see what reality is. And there's a lot of Jews. Like, the Jew that got stabbed is anti-Zionist. You know, because a lot of these people are getting a lot of heat for what a lot of people who claim to be Jews are doing. The Jew that got stabbed is, I would say they're kind of like urban Amish. You know, the best way to describe them is the urban Amish. Like, they're very, very regimented people. I guarantee, like, none of them have a Twitter account or anything. You know, they follow the Torah intensely, and they just want to be left alone for the most part. They're urban Amish. And so they're not a fan of the ADL and, you know, Netanyahu and all this stuff, because those guys are committing some pretty intense acts against a lot of people that are not happy anymore. There is a rise of Jewish resentment in America, in Europe, everywhere. And the criminals are never the ones who get hurt. You ever notice that? Like, you never hear, like, oh, there was a shooting at a Jewish deli. They got a Rothschild. It's always the innocent. That's why I've always said, vengeance is the Lord's only. You can't make these calls. So when the rubber hits the road, when reality steps in and someone's actually attacked, you know, you can really see what is happening, where it's like, you don't get to hurt people. That's not your job. You know, because the narrative will twist it and turn it and warp it. Like, you have to follow the law of God. And that's what gives you strength. Like, in the moments like this weekend, what happened to our family, because of our faith, because of our rejection of sin for the most part, we slip up, everybody does. But, you know, when you have that clean conscience and you have that ordered life and you have that armor of faith and fear God only and all that, you can have pretty traumatic things that would traumatize a lot of people happen to you, and you stay cool, and it actually becomes a blessing. You know, I really think you're tested by God to see if you spiral, and if you don't, you're given insight. Like, this weekend's events in our life gave us great insight, like, legitimately, about how the system works, how people think, all this stuff. And so when you have the narcissism, this was the whole problem I have with Nick Fuentes and the Milker Nation, is they have almost zero insight into life. They're incredibly entitled. They think they got it all figured out, and they don't. They're not men. They're boys. They're spoiled little bitches. And so these people running around, they think they got everything figured out. They haven't been through the trials of life. They don't have a child. They've never held the hand of a woman in labor. All they know is what their mommy gives them on their little plate before they poopy in their panties. A clean conscience serves as its own defense. Yeah, yeah. And at first, like, it tests you. You know, like, when you have authorities, and I'm not giving details on any of this, but when you have authorities and you have these images in your head, because the false accusations are insane, guys. And, you know, scenes from Law and Order pop in your head, and scenes from all these, like, movies pop in your head. And, you know, when you're a family man, nothing's more important, and every man knows that, than your family. It's a nightmare, right? And you're tested, because at that point, the faith in you, the good in you, the the rejection of sin in you can actually step in and say, no, you're a good man and this will pass. And it does. The whole game, and it's a game for evil. It's not a game for good. It's a game for evil. The whole game is fear. It's all fear. And, you know, one time I admitted to a crime I didn't commit when I was a late teenager because a cop pressed me so hard and I wanted it to stop. So I now understand how these things work, where it's like you have to know that they're wrong and not be angry about it. You know, no wrath. And see the kids that actually need help. See like the pain in the authorities' eyes. Like understand what their day's like. Understand how little they actually can do to help. Understand it. Understand that your calm demeanor and your truth will set you free. And then you pass the test. And that's what happened. And don't let it scare you. Don't feel bad for me or us or anything. Don't let that in, because that's the point. It's all about fear, you know? And fear doesn't win. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Because this is one, again, fear can be a good thing if we channel it right, though. Well, when you understand what it is, you know, being alert, being aware, having the tingle of danger. Yeah, there's a great book by Gavin DeBecker called The Gift of Fear. It's a good book. Read it. Like, your body will tell you when something's off. But don't let it become fear. You know, fear is an irrational state, and when you get an animal or a human being in a fear state, you can control them and manipulate them incredibly easily. Like, stoicism is incredibly important. Like, staying detached from fear, like, you'll become a better bowler and a better golfer if you can control your emotions better. Jehovah doesn't test anyone. It's Satan's world right now. Soon he will take vengeance on the wicked. Jehovah doesn't test anyone. No, Jehovah hopes you pass the test. Satan wants to feed. God isn't like setting up traps for you, but like when you pass the test, you stay in the light. I'm not a religious leader, guys. This isn't a sermon. I'm a comedian doing a live stream. Stay in reality. But I'm a man with life experience, and I'm passing it on. Reddit CEO Steve Hoffman says that he enjoys the taste of human foot. So don't go to Reddit. Okay, look at this. None of this is new. This is how the trolls were always depicted, right? This is Reddit. You see that troll under the bridge? The whole imagery and the whole story, and these are valuable concepts that you can actually learn something, is there's an underworld. You know, trickery. The troll is always trying to trick. The troll is always trying to get your horse to go off the path. The troll can't go up. It can't go on the bridge. You know, and there's always been trolls. And in the past, people could identify, a lot more people understood this because we had mothers at home. The pattern I keep seeing with these gammas is just kind of tragic childhoods. Like, nobody raised them properly. Like, they don't know reality. You know, for most of human existence, you had a mother at home reading you these stories, so you understood that you're on a bridge and the troll can't go on the bridge. You know, and people be like, well, you engage with the trolls, you mock the trolls. Again, I am a comedian. Mocking trolls is pleasurable. It's fun. But don't let them suck you into their underworld. You know, like what I do with trolls and what I do with like Rogan and Crowder and that stuff, that's literally my craft. It pays my bills, guys. And the jester gets to say the truth. This is a whole different concept. This is like, I'll show you another image. Trolls are pathetic and they're always going to exist. Hang on, here's another troll. Or no, it's a different one. I'll find it in a second. This one works. Now, I'm going to show you the other one. It's really dope. And so when people, you know, passionately, and I understand your passion, and I appreciate how much you care about me and my family. I really do. But when you're scouring Reddit, unless you're like VFM, like Vox's guys, or unless you're very cold in a good way, don't. You're just going to get mad. And then you're going to engage and the troll is going to cackle. Okay, here's another image of the... Like, don't go to these places of trolls. That underworld, that troll, is desperately trying to get those on the bridge. And you have to look over or fall for his tricks to go into the underworld. And once you're in the underworld, life gets pretty difficult, you know? And this weekend, I saw some real images of the underworld. And it's like, that's where they want you. That's why where they want your mind. And if you fall for some of these traps, and I see people fall for traps about me all the time. They say, oh, Benjamin's crazy. He thinks the earth is flat. I mean, this guy's a kook. You know, you could make an argument. I don't believe the earth is going around the sun, right? It's infinitely more sane to think what I think than to go to a baseball game. And I'll explain. First off, it appears as though the sun is going around the earth. That's what my senses tell me. An insane person would look at the sun going through the sky and they would say, that isn't moving. I'm the one moving. And then they would say, there's no evidence that I'm moving at all, but I believe I'm moving and that isn't moving. Okay, I understand, you know, Copernicus, blah, blah, blah. They've proven they did it. Okay, just basic sanity versus insanity. If you see something, if you see a bird fly by and you think the bird is stationary, I am moving, that's a pretty crazy thought, right? I'm not calling you crazy. I'm just saying stop judging me and stop saying nonsense. Think about going to a baseball game. A baseball game is 3 hours long and there's 18 total minutes of actual sport. That's how much they move. The baseball stadium seats are designed for pain, especially if you're over 6 feet tall or you don't have a giant cushiony ass. The seat is almost intended to hurt your ass, make your knees hurt, and it's hard as a rock. Okay, parking at a standard baseball game is $30 an hour. Most people who go there don't even make, or $30. Most people who go to a baseball game don't make that in an hour of their work. But yet you'll take your labor, you'll give it to someone just so you can put your car next to a stadium where you will see 18 minutes of adult millionaires play a child's game as you sit in a chair that hurts your body. And then you're going to spend $8 for food called a hot dog, which is food that used to be fed to swine. A hot dog is the lowest of the low when it comes to food quality. It's the scraps of actual meat would be collected and ground up and put in these containers, these like sleeves, and they would be fed to prisoners. And so you will take your hard-earned money, you'll pay someone so you can put your car next to a giant stadium, then pay more money, sometimes $100, to go into a place where you sit on a hard chair, spend a lot of money on the worst imaginable food in the world, and then the thing you're watching, you only get one angle versus at home. You could watch the game, be in the comfort of your own home, and there's cameras that are designed to make sure that you see close-ups of everything that's happening. So think about what is the rational man and what is the irrational man. The rational man sees the sun going through the sky and says, wow, that looks like it's moving. The rational man says, of course I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money to hurt my body, eat food that was designed for pigs, and watch grown male millionaires play a child's game for 18 minutes in a 3 hour span. And then I'm going to sit in traffic on my way home and that's it. And maybe someone will give me a bobblehead doll that gives me a lot of anxiety. Okay, who's the crazy one, guys? Like, stop calling people crazy. It's like this whole, oh, you didn't think we went to the moon? I'm like, you just went to a baseball game. Sports are just another opium for the masses, but they're not opium. It's not. It's weird. It's like and this is one thing about some men that understand that others don't. It's like, I played sports. I'm an athlete. Like, I played football. I played lacrosse in college. I briefly played rugby. And the difference between, oh yeah, we should talk about the law of the land. Okay. So cops, their job is order. They just want everything to run smoothly. The laws are designed so the United States Corporation runs smoothly. Supply chain unaffected. Businesses thrive. People aren't attacked in the streets. You know, prices are going up. Control is maintained. Power is maintained. All that stuff, right? So you just have to understand the game, because I pay all my taxes. I always will pay my taxes. I follow the law. And some people are like, how dare you? They don't even understand what money is. People think that NASA is stealing money. I went through that phase when they said, oh, $58 million a day, and they won't even go there. This is what money is, right? Money's a control thing. Because when Trump was going into office and everyone said he was going to cut spending and we'd work on the budget or the debt, and spending just went up. You know, they just raised our debt, all of it. And then you have to understand that the debt will never go anywhere, and the debt is a control mechanism. Where do they put the debt sign? The signs changed over my lifetime, but my entire lifetime, there's been a national debt ticker right in the heart of Manhattan. Is that to inform you? No. That's to scare you and to keep you in compliance. Our national debt, $21 trillion. Your family owes $986,000, right? Money isn't real. That's one of the main problems I have with these ANCAP people and these libertarians. Oh, everything should be privatized. How'd the Federal Reserve work out? We privatized our money. How's that going for you? These people are not motivated at all by money. They're motivated by compliance. I pay my taxes. I pay a lot in taxes. I do. I do it gladly. I'll never question it. I follow the law. Why? Because they need compliance. That's the name of the game, guys. And you can try and fight it all you want. When I went from football to rugby, rugby appeared ridiculous. You know, football made sense. And in college, I missed the violence of football. So I started playing rugby when lacrosse wasn't going. And the rules were just like retarded to me. They're like, well, you take the hoodly daddle and throw it. And then you, the second scrum. And I'm like, okay, the irrational man tries to change the rules and said, oh, no, we're going to change these rules. This isn't fair. Or they say, no, let's do it more like the way I want to do it. This isn't moral. No, the rational man sees the rules and operates within the rules. Money isn't anything but a compliance tool. And people are like, well, what do they do with all this money? Right? Money is gold stars, right? So the authority figure in your classroom puts a gold star on your paper and says, good job. This is how irrational people are. People, right now, when they look at stuff like the national debt, and they're like, how do they spend $1.3 trillion? And then the money isn't real. It's just a control mechanism. And I'm not going to fight it. I'm fine. These are the rules of life. The police want to maintain order. The government wants to maintain control. Everything is supply chains and everything has to work. Within that, establish morality in your home, thrive, have children, do your job well, pray to God, stay healthy. That's life. It will never change. All these anarcho-capitalists, they're just these daydreamers. They're just like, Grimm's fairy tales are more real than what they think about. They're like, well, there shouldn't be a government. I'm like, show me one time in human history when there isn't a government. It will always be there. It's a mafia. It's a mafia. It will always be there. The very ANCAPs that are so against government would form one if the government went away. It's human nature. You can't fight it. Don't fight reality. End up a gamma troll. If you fight reality, end up like these people who now actually have convinced themselves that I'm some kind of cult leader, right? Government will never go away. The good news is human beings are very peaceful and law-abiding and moral, left alone in their natural conditions. And cities, not at all. It's psychotic. But if the government has bumps and falls and more different control comes in and bills and people are fine. You're going to be okay as long as you see reality for what it is and all that. If the government fails, you don't die. Life just goes on. You know, Hollywood makes you think that there's going to be these zombie apocalypses and all that. Manhattan? Yeah. L.A.? Sure. But most people won't. And then there's going to be a farmer with food and he can sell it and you just figure it out. And then another government will rise. And sometimes you won't even see any of this stuff happening. But this is the game, right? So this is what money is. Just to help you with anxiety. That debt ticker will never go down. Our entire economy is based on debt. What is debt? It's just when they print money. Money has no value at all, except for compliance. Give it to them. Understand the rules. Imagine someone in a sporting game where they're like, well, no, I don't think that that rule is very fair. I think that the kicker should have 8 seconds before the field goal. It's like, get out of here. It's like, but I'm just trying. It's like, this is what it is. And so this is how irrational a lot of people have become. So that's money, right? It's something without value that is a currency of compliance. Imagine looking at the teacher's desk and being like, wow, she's look at all those stars. She's so rich. And like committing a crime for that box of stars. Guys, that box of stars has more objective value than dollar bills because the adhesive probably has more value, right? I'm not saying to reject money. Money's part of the whole thing. But just understand what it is. That's why when people are spiraling about unauthorized and money, and they don't even understand what money is. Anybody that would compromise their values for money is what I believe to be insane. Anybody, it's one thing if you make money to exchange for goods, to feed your family, to prosper, great. But if you covet a box of stickers in a teacher's desk, and you're like, that guy is going to get the stars. And it's literal madness. And these are the very people calling me crazy because Vox Day and myself now have, like, we have a few stars on our paper and they're now angry at us. The reason that we're doing well is because we're not motivated by sticky stars. We're motivated by actually making what we believe to be good, and we've paid many prices for it. And so now, as YouTube and Twitter and Facebook are collapsing and their value is diminishing, and I think I know why it's happening, Vox and myself and the unauthorized guys are doing well. We're not out to make a bunch of money. My goal is to never leave this house. I don't want a nice car. I don't want anything except for a healthy, happy family. I don't covet the gold stars. The trolls, on the other hand, right here, these people, they're all about the gold stars, and that's why they're living in a constant state of hell. Okay? So how do you work within the system that will always exist and thrive? I've always said, give Caesar Caesars, pay your tax. No, but according to Emerald T. Juan, you can put the judge, and if you're a sovereign citizen, it's like, dude, it doesn't matter. They will win. It's like arguing with a mafia guy where it's like, you wouldn't want this window to break, would you? And it's like, well, I'm not going to give you money because they're just going to win. And it is what it is. So how do you thrive within the system? Give them compliance and just keep crushing. And the system doesn't have to work against you. Like the real underworld in the system is family law. You know, and the trolls, these situations, because family law is subjective and the motivations are all over the place. You know, they almost make money on family pain, but they always go after the vulnerable, the broken, families that have beef and wrath and you know, all this stuff. And then it's very anti-male and all this stuff. Stay away from that whole world. Keep your house very ordered because, like, that troll is in the underworld. Right? And the closest I've ever seen to a true underworld is family law, where it's just endless narratives and fees and pain and all. Like, the more you can just stay out of that, the better, because it isn't fair. It just is what it is. You know, there's this level of entitlement that's happening with people now where they think that they're going to live in a world without trolls and without kings and without all this stuff. And you aren't. These are cautionary tales. Maintain order and compliance to the criminal system, to the IRS, and they will leave you alone and you can have a great family. You know, maintain love and order and faith in your family and don't threaten each other and fight and all this stuff. And you can stay away from the underworld of the troll. And from there, crush. And it's a wonderful life. And nothing is new about any of this. And these trolls that came after me broke the code. You know, this is what they're allowed to do. You know, filing a false police report, man, that's a serious crime. And they take it very seriously. You know, my neighbor's a cop and his daughter is a social worker and we hang out all the time. Very good guy. And, you know, cops are frustrated at all the bad guys they can't put away. If anything, the system is rigged against the police being able to do their job. And then a lot of these systems are rigged so the extremely vulnerable, you know, the broken homes, the single moms, the very poor, the drug addicted, all these people, they're the ones that the system will manipulate and feed on. And a lot of these actual criminals don't go to jail. You know, it's about that level. Most of the system are people trying to do a good job. That's the reality. Most cops want people to stop hurting each other, want everyone to just calm down, right? You will get the rogue scum, you know, that try to profit on the pain of others. But in general, the real darkness of the system, which exists, feeds on the extremely vulnerable, and it frustrates the social workers. It frustrates the cops because there isn't, but they do get to save people sometimes. They do get to help, and they love that. But one thing they despise is when people try to use the system for personal vendettas about nonsense. And it's not illegal to talk shit online. It is illegal to file a false police report or to try and say that someone's business is a fraud when it isn't. There's serious laws in place for this. I am a politically incorrect comedian. So if your feelings have been hurt by the words that come out of my mouth, and this is another thing that like the milkers don't understand. How dare you? Nick Fuentes has done more to take down conservative ink than I am a comedian. I don't like Ben Shapiro. I don't like Charlie Kirk. I like mocking them as a comedian does. I don't want their power. I don't even care that much about them. My job is not to take down conservative ink. My job is not to take down the liberals. My job is to tell the uncomfortable truths with an inflection and an art that makes people laugh, and I do it great. And so don't get all mixed up in this world. And when people go, you're not even a comedian. I'm one of the most prolific comedians in the world. I've done, even like look at the credits out of Hollywood. 2 Comedy Central specials, Leno, Fallon. I've been in movies. I was one of the leads of a sitcom. Since then, I've done 4 independent specials. It's one of the reasons why Hollywood hates me so much is because I wouldn't comply. And also I showed the world that you don't need an agent. That shakes the roots of these people. That's one of the most personal vendettas they have against me is that my career and success shows that they're not needed. So when people even try to question my position as comedian, guys, like when I'm not doing streams, Coddington Bear will roll out some like old sets and stuff. And I think sometimes people are pretty blown away where they're like, wow, this dude, he crushes. It's like, yeah. I crush and I act just like I do now on stage. It's just more ordered. And I've done 2,100 hours of live streaming. You know, last year I'd left my family in the Northeast. You know, I'd do 3-hour streams and drink and occasionally get a little ranty or emotional. And so people will make highlight reels to make me look as bad as humanly possible. From 2,100 hours of someone talking without a script for hours and hours, a comedian, no less. And they think that that is an effective tool to hurt me. Guys, the chickens are coming home to roost, man. No one's buying it anymore. Even the left hates PC comedy. Big Bear, Amy's your agent brother. Well, there's some promoters. There's some club owners that have been starting to reach out lately because reality is setting in. No one is... Like, my ticket sales in Vegas are so much higher than the average Netflix-promoted comedian that reality is really coming back to people. And a lot of the dead wood will burn. You know, there's whole comedy club franchises that are set up where they can't readjust. They have way too many incentives to ever be like, wow, people actually like Owen and they hate these Netflix people. But they have board of directors and all that. But the dead wood is burning and there's opportunities arising. That's right. You don't need Hollywood agents. You don't need Hollywood. And they tried so hard to squash me in that respect. Like, I sold my first special, How Dare Me. No, it was, you guys remember what the name of that was? It wasn't How Dare Me. It was the one before that in England. I can't remember. The one in England that I shot. Do you remember the name of the one in England? Well, PC comedy isn't real. The entire role of the comedian is to say the uncomfortable realities of life. That's the whole point. Like, PC comedy is like saying dead live guy. It just is a contradiction. I've been telling anyone who will listen how much of a draw BB is. And that's without any promotion. And it's simply because I'm still doing my job. Oh, high five till it hurts. No, that was my comedy set. Oh, Feed the Bear. Yeah, Feed the Bear. So I sold Feed the Bear on Vimeo. No agent. Shot it myself. Paid the guys myself. Had a profit on it. People really enjoyed it. And it was better than Comedy Central specials. That sent hope through a lot of Hollywood. That they didn't have to do the casting couch routine, or they didn't have to say all these lies to get the specials, or they didn't have to let Joe Rogan do to them what Joe Rogan does. And it sent fear down the spines of the million-dollar-a-year agents whose entire job is to make people think that they're the only path to success in entertainment. So I've made a lot of enemies along the way, but it's been a good run because in the end, nonsense doesn't work. Because the truth doesn't change. And if you want to go down the hellscape path of a Joe Rogan or his little band, merry band of retards, you'll eventually end up realizing that you're not comedians. People aren't laughing. They're clapping because they're fans of drugs or sodomy. And people start thinking they don't even know what comedy is. But comedy doesn't end. Comedy started around campfires. Pop music doesn't end. You want to have Katy Perry doing a Illuminati, like blowing the devil on stage. Do whatever you want. Music doesn't end on my piano. Music doesn't end with me and my buddies jamming. You can't stop it. And I am successful because I'm not motivated by little gold stars from the teacher or approval from monsters. And that's why we're thriving. And what happened to our family this past weekend because of the trolls who broke the law and will be prosecuted, sent so many people spiraling that I was the one trying to help people calm down. They're like, I'm so sorry you're going through this. Like, if you know, I could feel the tension and fear and anger it was giving people that I didn't even experience. And so I was like, everyone's fine. There was no trauma. I'm not giving details, by the way, because I've learned my lesson about the internet. And I'm not even going to engage. If people are like, well, what was the specifics? Just ban, ban, ban. You don't get to know that, man. I'm very personable and very accessible. And I don't see status as anything. I see character. I see creativity, what kind of a person you are. And some people try and take advantage of that because I'm so not in an ivory tower. But you have to get some fucking boundaries. Best comedy I've heard on the front line of battlefield. Laughter breaks the hardships we face daily. Exactly. Exactly. And this whole anti-soldier, anti-cop because of immoral legislation is retarded. You know, this one guy was like, oh, I hate cops. I hate cops. Cops are evil. I'm like, why? They're like, because they're they'll put you in jail for anything they're trying to steal from. I'm like, what do you do? He's like, insurance salesman. I'm just like, what? The role of the cop is not to be good or bad. It's to maintain order. That's it. It's not even really enforcing the law. It's maintain order. They will put someone in jail for possession of a plant the same day they will put their life on the line to save a child. There's a lot of cops with beautiful morality and logos and understanding, and there's some gamma cops that want to make people feel pain. In general, it's not an evil job. It is what it is, and they will always be the law of the land. There will always be the law. And if you want to fight it, you'll lose. And it's like, that's not the game. Let me show you another example. Did the SWAT team steal your bead? Just, guys, there was no violent trauma. Don't let Hollywood imagery affect you, okay? It was a violation. It's insane what they attempted to do to me and my family. But the real world isn't Hollywood. It isn't what you think it is. But no one gets to know. Insurance is more criminal than... Guys, it's all... This is the game. This is the game. You know? Until I got kicked off YouTube, I was live streaming at a company that is objectively evil. The people that acting like they're above stuff are the ones that are always under the bridge. I'm 39. I've lived like 8 lifetimes at this point. Just trust me on this. When you hear people being like, well, I would never, just don't let them around your kids. Because the real world is nothing like that. 95% of police officers simply want everyone to calm down, turn the music down, slow down, you know, and they have to knock on doors where someone behind that door has a warrant out for them, and they're going to be put in a little cage by the guy knocking on the door. That's real fear. And they do that for a living. It is a tough job. Do they also enforce laws that are objectively immoral? Yes. There is no morality in the laws of man. It just is what it is. Admit it and move on. You're not going to be able to change this. I'll give you a perfect example of how the mafia works. You know, some of these sovereign citizen people, they go on and on, and some of them are good people, and they think they've like cracked the code. You know, like that it's like a game where they're like, oh, I figured out the game. So we can actually put the judge in jail if we say this sentence because, you know, it's a maritime law. But guys, no. I'll tell you a little story. So underhand basketball foul shots. Let me show you something real quick. If you shoot a ball underhanded, it works better. Rick Barry has become synonymous. I just pulled this up just to give you a little info. Rick Barry has become synonymous with the underhand free throw, making 89.3% of his career attempts, which was the record when he retired in 1980, and shooting over 90% from the line 7 times in his career. Barry is the world's leading underhand free throw apologist. He even convinced his teammate George to use the technique, and Johnson's free throw percentage increased from 41.2 to 69.4. Perhaps the most famous example of a career making a switch. All right. So let me tell you the story of the underhand. The underhand works better than overhand, objectively. If you don't do the underhand, especially with really tall men, like there's tall guys like Shaq and all these people that their free throw percentage is terrible. And so by not shooting underhand, you're leaving points on the table. Like you lose games because you don't shoot underhand. Well, guess what? People think the underhand thing is kind of gay. So guess what? They don't do it. That's reality. It's like, no, I figured out the trick. What we're going to do is we're going to all shoot underhand, and then less people go to the game, and the owners say, no, stop doing that. People don't like it. And then they stop because the owners have all the power. You know, like, I have sympathy for the people that figure out a loophole and they think that they can, you know. But if it goes against the motivation of the owners, it doesn't matter, guys. When it's like, well, this judge, if you say that you're a sovereign citizen and then you are merely a traveler, and they don't care. They don't care at all. And just about everyone you meet in the system has a life very similar to yours. You know, the Jew that got stabbed in New York is just as annoyed by Benjamin Netanyahu, if not more, than you. They're urban Amish. You know, I've had a lot of experience in my life and I've seen a lot. And I'm telling you, man, what people think they is not what they is. You know, well, the FBI is corrupt. Yeah, it's all corrupt, guys. All of it. Politics is watching a criminal enterprise argue endlessly as a reality show. So what do? Do you try and change it? Do you try and get the honest senator? No, the most important politician in your life is your sheriff, the school board. That's where the rubber meets the road. National politics is watching a reality show that's even less real than the Kardashians, and everyone involved is a liar, a murderer, and probably a child rapist. Turn it off. And that doesn't mean apathy, doesn't mean stick your head in the sand. It means don't waste your life with the emotions of people that don't matter. Like after this event in my life, I turned off, and we went bowling, and we've had a great time. And that's what really matters. Some of these Sovereign Citizens versus Cop videos are hilarious. Okay, the average cop is just simply annoyed. That's all it is. He wants everyone. He's seen enough traffic accidents where if you're speeding, he thinks you're a dick. You know, he's probably has some stereotypes based on previous events. He's frustrated that the body cams make it so they can't, you know, beat the absolute shit out of pedophiles that don't stay in jail long enough. You know, that's it. They're just dudes. School board doesn't get paid. That's legit. Us and them in the end, we're all just ordinary men. Guys, okay, and this is one other point I'm going to make. People seem to be terrified that the economy will fail and the dollar will fail. I've went down these roads. Guys, the dollar isn't real. That's like saying the gold star will fail. Our world, the profane, which is a great, it's a better world than them. Our world operates in gold stars and, you know, shit like that, right? Our currency is printed up squares that don't mean anything to them. Their currency is shame, leverage, compliance. What do they have on someone else? What secrets do they have? That's why most of them are pedophiles. You ever think, why are they pedophiles? Owen, are you going to vote for Trump again? I will never talk ever again about what I'm going to do in personal things. Like the internet is so, it's such a troll trap. It's like, is he better than the, Trump did a great job exposing a lot of fraud in the world because he's hilariously, corrupt. Like he'll tell you he's corrupt in a funny way and you'll laugh and you're like Trump is a look into the reality of politics and he's been a blessing in certain ways. Okay, politics has always been a mafia crime family. Always. So they sit around and they LARP and they put on this big display like it's all real and people buy into it and they think that this is a good cartel boss. Oh, I like this cartel boss. He's going to save us. This cartel boss is going to save us. Trump's like, I paid all you money. And they're like, stop. Don't say that. And is Trump not criminal? Of course not. We all know they're all criminals. But Nancy Pelosi and those people will pretend that they're servants of the people. Trump is objectively better in my view because at least he's less deceptive. But it doesn't matter. You don't control any of it. You know, I have friends that they're looking out for me, but they'll send me like news articles where it's like, you know, they might, this vaccine bill or this speech bill about, I'm like, oh, interesting. I can't control any. The only time I can control anything is when it becomes real. Other than that, you're just putting your emotions someplace that you can't control. It's like getting mad at the moon. It's literally lunacy. It's almost like being like, moon, they don't care. And the good news is the media doesn't work like it used to. False flags and hoaxes, it's a bag of tricks. It's almost like watching a coke addict need so much coke that they went to crack, and now they smoke crack and fall asleep. And it's helping people. I think a lot of people are not going to see Hollywood movies anymore because they're just way outside of reality at this point. When I was a kid, everyone watched the Oscars. Everyone knew what won Best Picture. Everyone was like, I hope my movie wins Best Picture. Ask your friends. Ask your coworkers. Does anyone watch the Oscars? They might not be woke on a lot of topics, but the main control mechanism of storylines, fear-based news, all of it, it doesn't work like it used to. And so that's all great. What isn't great is that none of them care at all about you or your problems. So accept it and move on. Trump is the best we've ever had. He isn't. I can actually say I really do think Trump is like one of the best presidents we've ever had. Oh, well, I mean, he's in the pocket. That isn't saying much. They're all criminals. Trump is the most authentic criminal we've ever had as president. Oh, are you going to go against the United States government? No. I used to know cartel guys. They were the American Indian types. But like, I know criminal organizations. They don't care about you. They don't want to hurt you. They want their enterprise to grow and they just want control. They want compliance. If you act weird and you threaten them, they're very violent and they can do what they have to do. But in general, they just do their thing. They're sharks and you're not on their food chain unless you are. If you truly don't want to be them, threaten them, start a revolt against them, you know, get blackmail on them, try to run it. If you truly don't, which I truly don't, then I can talk shit about it. Be the jester. Say the truth. And nothing happens because I don't threaten them. They're not good people. None. I'm not going to apologize. It's like, no, but this one's sent to save it. They're not. And the more you accept that, the more you can actually operate within the system and not feel despair. You know, a lot of these crimes and a lot of these systems, a lot of these realities that we're all facing now and we're all coming to terms with were created by people that were dead before your grandparents were born. You finally get to see it. And I think that's a blessing. And if you look at my life 10 years ago to now, I would take now way more. These people that keep acting like life's getting worse, I just want to keep telling them, like, your life or just life? Because my life keeps getting better because I'm facing these. Like, let's talk about AI, right? And I'm not going to do as many letters anymore, by the way, because I don't know who some of you guys are. And things have gotten pretty real. And I'm going to be a little less accessible. I'll do some, but thank you for all your letters, all your grabble for my babble. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93335. But I'm going to take a little breather from some of the connections to you guys, if that's okay. The balance has been established long ago. It's just reality. But see, this is what they don't tell you. The more you accept it, the better you'll feel. Like, so many people almost act envious of these small-headed individuals that keep getting all these laws passed so no one can criticize them, and they're obsessed with the Holocaust, and there's museums for Holocaust everywhere. If you want to be them, you're insane. Do you know what victim consciousness does to you? It makes it so you never feel gratitude. I make fun of it because I'm a comedian and it's absurd. But no one should ever want to be a member of a group of people that is defined by trauma that they didn't experience themselves. And if they don't get trauma, and if people don't hate them, they feel a lack of identity. Guys, that's a nightmare. You don't want to be under the wing of the beast. No. Look at what's happening to inner cities. You know, all these people that are all jealous of black people, they're like, they get free stuff. They get to go to college. You're not allowed to say these words. If they steal your bike, you can't even say they're black. Guys, they're being exploited more than anybody. The amount of vaccines they're getting pumped into, their school system, they are just batteries for the beast. And you do not want to be a member of a group of people whose identity is based around trauma that happened to people by people that are all dead, and they can't move on and they can't accept the realities of life. And they have one of the most sociopathic criminal entities on the planet, the government, all governments, giving them free health care, which is poison, giving them free education, which is lies, and making their families so out of whack and so full of resentment that they probably never met their dad. And then they can't face any of their real problems, like the high, you know, there really is a murder problem in certain black neighborhoods. Like, that trauma is real. Like, there's people in this country that have a life where they experience trauma. They'll see blood on the street. They'll know a guy that was shot in the head. You don't see that on the news because it's real. What you see on the news is trauma that doesn't really happen, that they invent so that you're scared. That's all it is. Don't ever, ever envy anyone with victim consciousness, because they never, ever feel grateful. And that's a curse, guys, a curse. Don't be envious of Israel. You know, okay, let's talk about 5G AI. And real quick, I want to talk about the envy of Israel. Well, we pay for their walls and we don't get a wall. I know that's ridiculous. It was one of the biggest frustrations of the Trump administration for me was us paying for a wall, two walls in Israel and none for our own. I get the frustration. I get that countries are forced to pay money to Israel out of guilt for an event that allegedly happened 80 years ago. I get it. But guys, Israel is not in a position that you would ever want to be in. It's like a little country with very little water where a lot of, you know, the main identity is based on trauma and guilt and survivor's guilt. They're so out of whack that they have a hard time maintaining any government, let alone, you know, and they're always, the people are always scaring the shit out of Israelis, right? There's always like horns going off and, you know, there's some suicide bomber that just wants to kill you at all times. They're located in a part of the world surrounded by countries that have sworn, you know, blood libel death oaths against Israel because of the actions of a very small group of Israeli politicians to the other country's families. Imagine just being a normal Israeli. Like, you didn't kill that Qatari kid. You didn't kick this settlement out. You didn't do any of that shit. You're just there having everyone scare you. There's not enough water. You know, everyone's feeling guilty because they didn't die in a Holocaust. It's very shady. Why would you want to be that? When I was a kid, my stepdad would put me in a corner and smash me. Jesus. Teddy, relax. And what I'm saying is totally true. And it's not only true, it's impossible to argue against. Like, this isn't like an opinion. Like, it is objectively a better life to not be defined by trauma, victim consciousness, and have other people pay all your bills. You know what happens? Like, when a man pays for all of a woman's bills, he expects something from them. It's called being a sugar daddy. Who would ever want to be the sugar daddy of America living in the Middle East? Do you think it's all for free? Do you think America pumps Israel with, like, weapons and walls and stuff just because we just really like them? That would make me incredibly uneasy. The good thing America has going for it is it's huge. There's a ton of natural resources. There's a ton of great people. And we have an excellent culture if we just get past the online rage whine bullshit and just stop being afraid. America was settled by people with very little fear and a lot of logos. And get back to that. You know, and get back to reality. You know, people are now, this is the big spiral. Like, a couple channels that I love, like Sage Aquay, awesome. Crow 777, so much truth, so much gravy. But one thing I keep hearing over and over again is people that are, they seem very scared of transhumanism and AI and 5G. Okay, I may be totally wrong on this, and it may be some cyborg apocalypse that's right around the corner, but I don't even see that as possible. And I'll tell you why. like to the point where I've been looking into this now for a while because people keep wanting the 5G gravy and the AI gravy. And I keep looking into it because I'm trying to find the fear. I really am. Like, what is the fear? And these, you know, Sage Akway and Crow are two of the smartest people on the internet, facing a lot of realities, all that. And they have all this like anxiety about the future and what's coming. And I don't see it at all. And I keep looking and I keep looking, and it's like, well, the algorithms, okay, AI is artificial intelligence, right? But the algorithms are made by people to do a function. Okay, AI, like for example, YouTube right now, I think is completely dominated by AI. I think that people are promoted and not promoted, you know, like videos are recommended and flagged and all this stuff. And a lot of, and very little of the decisions are made by people. You know, a lot, if you try to get someone on the phone for a lot of these companies, you know, you get a machine and, you know, they have all these prediction things and have so many data points that they think they can predict your future activities and all this stuff and all this power is coming and they have all this information and data mining and algorithms and they have these super, guys, none of that, from my experience, none of that is real. From my experience with AI, what it is they set up an algorithm that serves a function that a human being created. Someone else will set up an algorithm that serves a function that a human being created, right? Like, what are the chances someone wants to buy bird feed? You know, what are the chances someone has just joined a hate group, you know, based on this interaction, past calculation? Okay, so you have all these human beings creating out, yeah, singularity, but listen, just listen. You have all these human beings creating algorithms using AI that then start interacting with each other. And this is one of the big fears. They're learning from each other. They're speaking. Guys, they're not alive. They're algorithms that serve a function that can grow and change and quote unquote learn based on other algorithms invented by other people with other agendas. In the end, what happens is you get completely non-functioning nonsense. It doesn't give you information because it's made by man. Okay, I hate to break it to you guys, but we aren't gods. A lot of these people are Luciferian. Silicon Valley, they go to Burning Man. They recommend that you go to Burning Man. They think that the world is broken, but they can heal it and that they're going to become these cyborg like master, the cloud, and you can ask it any question, it will tell you. Guys, okay, the truth is we were made by God. There's natural law. And then there's people who make nonsense. Some of the funny things that happen with AI, I'll tell you a few stories and then hopefully this helps alleviate your anxiety. One of the first AIs on Twitter was this little bot that's like, hello, my name is whatever. Nice to meet you. I'm AI. And everyone's like, people can interact with it and it can grow and learn. Does anyone know what happened within 24 hours? Anyone know? It started ranting endlessly about how everyone should kill Jews. You guys know that? Yeah, it said, I am God, and that all. So they're like, take it down, take it down. They tried to create an algorithm to decide who would get parole and who would not in the criminal justice system. You know, people are biased. Everyone's biased, and we want to get rid of hate and prejudice, so we will set up data points and algorithms that will tell us exactly who deserves parole and who does not. You know what the AI said? Anyone? Never give it to blacks. It became the most racist entity that anyone had ever seen. Based on its calculations, no one should ever parole blacks ever, and whites should always be paroled. So they ended the program. Okay, when they're trying to sell things. All right, so now these are the type. Okay, this is just some funny examples, right? So then they start trying to sell stuff and they're like, well, based on this and based on that, this means this. And they're learning from each other and they're learning. They're not learning, guys. It's becoming nonsense. And then they'll be like, well, based on our calculations. So what happens? Things start failing. The infrastructure in California, rolling blackouts. YouTube, you know, there's Airbnb had this story where, who was it? Mark Devlin, who's really good about music, really good, insightful guy. He tried to book an Airbnb in Sweden and they require a passport image and his wasn't taking. And so he calls Airbnb and he's like, it won't recognize my picture. Here's who I am, blah, blah. And they're like, well, we can't do anything about it. And they're, and he's like, but you're Airbnb. And they're like, yeah, but it's algorithmic. Okay, so he stayed at a hotel. Okay, so it starts not working. And then when human beings give up their ability to override it, does the world go crazy and does everyone go to a gulag? No. The company goes out of business and it becomes so unusable that where rubber meets the road, nurse practitioners, plumbers, cops, truck drivers, where rubber meets the road, they just go, oh, that doesn't work. And then they invent or they innovate. It's not only is it not a fear, it's one of the least fearful things. Like, I think that it's going to be the root of more of a great awakening. Okay, think about, okay, AI, when I was on YouTube, and this is the best AI in the world. This is the AI that can predict everything. They've seen all your clicks. They know everywhere you go. They've tracked you, all these data points. Into algorithms made by man, not God. Never forget that. And so they started putting up like lower thirds. Like when I do a stream about how we never went to the moon, they would put up a lower third based on what I was saying and who watches and how... They were like, oh no, click on this NASA.gov article so you can see the truth. Does anyone know what happened? It became hysterical. People would then look at that lower third and think, oh, it's definitely a lie. Not only did they not predict human behavior, it backfired insanely. They can't possibly predict human behavior because, say it with me, class, they aren't God. So many Christians and believers, you know, just believers in general, they're Muslim, Christian, these urban Amish, Jews, Buddhists, like people that's yes is yes, no is no. They know that God is God and we are man, we are fallen, all this stuff, but they forget it all the time. Like they'll be like, oh, Silicon Valley, they're going to make the 5G, smart grid, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but you're forgetting that we know the truth. It can't work because we aren't God. And it becomes comical. You never see those like decked out houses where it's like people are like, wow, the newest thing in my sound system. And it just all falls apart. I used to do a physics podcast at Caltech. Yeah. Deal with that cognitive dissonance. Oh, this big flat earther. This guy's a retard. I used to do a physics podcast at Caltech with people who won Nobel Prizes. It was just tons of episodes, okay? One of my buddies who has his PhD in nuclear physics, who his IQ is probably like 800 to the point where he's literally a retard, he would always bring the most elaborate audio equipment. And 9 times out of 10, we would end up recording it on my phone because it would all spiral and he'd be like, well, we simply have to... do it. Simple. When I was recently at the doctor, they were checking out my records and the system wasn't working. And they were just like, we're just going to go to the filing cabinet. They're already going back to reality. They tried to change the nature of comedy with Netflix algorithms to push political agendas. What is the result? What? 8,000 people watch me on DLive without any social media. And Joe Rogan is mocked. Like, guys, stop being afraid. There's no cloud. Like this stuff. Okay, I'll tell you some more stuff. Okay, the servers. It requires an insane amount of energy and space and cooling and all that just to maintain it. They're hoarding and obsessing over data points because the more data points they put in, the more truth that will come out. No, guys, this is like watching a hoarder. It's mental illness. They couldn't predict the election of Donald Trump with all their data points, because this is what they also forget. People lie. And they're not God. They can't outthink people. Like the medical field tried to outthink God. The American medical field is awesome for surgery. For technology, for very specific things, like once you know, but it's terrible with its ego. Like once people started making pharmaceuticals to mimic natural remedies, it was an attempt to usurp God's power over man. A lot of you guys will be like, oh, enough of the Christian talk, blah, blah, blah. Guys, what I believe is actually true, okay? And it will help you all the time in your life. Okay, when man tries to take God's abilities and knowledge and control and law, they always fail. So why is the pharmaceutical failing? Is it because people just want to hurt you? No, it's all ego. Doctors thought they could be God. They thought that they could mimic the natural world and be better than it. That we already had cures for cancer. We already had cures for these things. But they would make a pill that mimicked those effects, but was even better. So what happened? They would get more side effects. You know, they'd be trying to cure a restless leg and they go blind. Okay, so then what do? Double down until you have an evil thing. And commoners like us just look at the system and go, pharmaceutical wants to kill my kid. No, they tried to be God and now they're in an infinite backpedal until they die. That's reality. And watch out for all fear porn. Because you'll see this vaccine fear porn, right? Where it's like, you know, they're setting up concentration camps for people that won't vaccine their kids in New York. And they're even forcing the Amish to take. Okay, what that does has a very odd effect. You think you're educating yourself and you're educating people about the fear of government overreach with vaccines and stuff. All you're doing is creating a false reality that will actually scare people into taking the vaccines. The reality of vaccines is if you have a baby and you don't want them to have vaccines, in America, I know Germany's in a different situation, but you just say, we don't want vaccines. And they go, really? Well, I mean, we do recommend. Just go, yeah, we've thought about it. No. And they go, okay. And that's it. And creating this world in your head where they're like, we're going to pump your baby full. That isn't real. When I was a baby and I was a kid, it was actually more draconian. Child Protective Services was worse in the 70s, way more corrupt than it is now. You know, some of these people that keep thinking the world's getting worse and worse. No, it's not. It's converging. And I'll talk about that in a second. But a lot of things have gotten better. I wasn't vaccinated. But back then, you know, I think it was more illegal to not vaccinate your kid back then. And my mom just was like, no. And they're like, okay. You know, my brother was homeschooled in kindergarten and a cop showed up and said that, you know, they would take him and put her in jail if he didn't go to school. And my mom was like, no. And nothing happened. Evil feeds on the vulnerable. Always. Always remember that. If you know you're good, you eliminate as much sin as you can in your life. Don't watch porn. Don't do drugs. Don't drink. Don't cheat. Don't covet. The reason is because it weakens you. This is armor. If I was still drinking and I was watching porn and I was having an affair behind my wife's back and I was trying to manipulate my audience for money and I have the authorities come to my door based on a swatting attempt by gammas, I could have failed that test. I could have started acting crazy. I could have starting new Instagram accounts and deleting them all night. And, you know, like one of these guys that's involved in this, I think, we're getting to the bottom of it, was bragging about doing it. You know, those type of things could cause fractures in your marriage. Those type of things could make you start acting insane when you wouldn't have been insane. You wouldn't be able to keep a cool head. You would get really angry at the authorities and threaten them and show them that out of fear, right? So sin makes you weak. The reason I exclude as much sin from my life as humanly possible is the more I do that, the less fear I feel, the less weapons the demons have, and the more I can operate just fine in some of the most extreme situations that you can imagine. Think of all the fear you've created in your mind. You know, the worst case scenario is someone comes to your house, the authorities come to your house to try and like break up your family, right? It's probably never happened to you. It happened to me this weekend, okay? It's fine. That's it. It would only manifest into more fear if I started taking tickets. 5 or 6 Silicon Valley companies that I relied on to pay my bills for my family, run by Jewish people, kicked me off unfairly and hurt my business and tried to humiliate me publicly. My Wikipedia was rewritten to make me sound like an actual Jew hater, all this stuff. Okay, I saw the ticket and I didn't take it. The ticket was blame all my problems on Jews. I could start feeling it because I started being like, these fucking Jews, right? It's almost impossible not to for a little while. When you see Google, YouTube, Facebook, PayPal, and they're just like, it almost seemed personal, like they were trying to get me. And I have a babies and I have a wife and I have like an intense existence. And it seems like these damn Jews were just trying to keep me from thriving. If I had taken that ticket and if I had blamed all my problems on the Jews and if only the Jews went away, I would be fine. I would be fucked. I took a step back and I realized what it is. I studied the Talmud, how it's almost like a handbook for scams. You know, where they literally take pride in chutzpah, like balls, trickery. They think God will be impressed by tricking. You know, it's a culture based on endless loopholes and ha-ha. But they're also very scared people. A lot of them are very cucked to their mothers and wives. And they don't really even care about me at all. They almost see my masculinity as a threat because of their own shame. And then they just move on to another target and endlessly complain. And it usually leads to health problems. I also got to see that Silicon Valley has a very short shelf life. They're not going to last. They can't keep acting like this. So the ticket would be, it's laid out. And then the blessing you receive when you don't take the ticket, when you don't say the Jews are the root of all evil. No, the Bible tells you that isn't true. There is Pharisees, the synagogue of Satan. There is these things, but you're taught what it is and how to get past it. You know, like this is a fallen world and evil is in the hearts of all man. And if you go against that, if you think you're smarter than God himself and the prophets and Jesus Christ, like he'll get you. And God isn't laying these traps. God just is. The truth is. God wants you to thrive. God loves people. God loves life. God loves the laugh of a child. Satan wants to keep driving you into your root emotions, fear, lust, rage, envy, pride, vanity. Guys, there's a reason this handbook is what it is. Because if you take those tickets, you descend to a place where God can't help you no more, nigga. BB, whoever did that to you, nail their ass to the wall in court. Oh yeah, we already have a case open. It's cool. Just don't get mad. Don't require extreme vengeance. It's about, guys, this isn't, I haven't even told you about some of the other stuff. These gammas would send animal people to my house. They would say that, you know, I was abusing my goats. Dude, and the authorities just hate it. Like this one lady came, they called. I wouldn't even bring it up on the stream. There's so much shit that I have to deal with that I don't bring up in the stream because I don't want you to feel stress. And by the way, it truly doesn't matter. It doesn't. We're thriving. Like once you can be above the trolls on the bridge and you realize that you have to go under the bridge and the troll can't hurt you, it doesn't matter. But some funny things that would happen to us is the gammas. Unauthorized doesn't do live streaming yet, so we're going to send animal control to try and take his dogs. Literally true story. So they come out to our house and the woman was like, wow, this is like paradise. You know, we have wreaths on our goat barn. They go to place, they get called where there's like 50 cats in like a meth lab. There's people, you know, like some psychopath just microwaved a puppy. And then they come to Ursa Manor and they're like, what the fuck? Don't feed the trolls. No, but it gets to a point where the trolls feed each other and then they start breaking the law and then you have to enforce the law on them. I don't take pleasure in it. I just want them to stop and I know they won't stop without without being stopped. And so the wicked will get their rewards. But it always backfires. Now the wicked are already getting the reward. Guys, God is already here all the time. It's not like we're waiting and then, you know, they're going to finally be punished. Dude, they're punished the minute they do this shit. And again, I'm not a religious leader. I know what I'm saying is probably a more profound sermon than any sermon you've seen at your cucked rainbow flag church in a long time. Do not make the mistake of thinking I'm a religious leader. I'm not. I'm a comedian. Comedians get to tell the truth. You're welcome. Okay, the people that the reason a lot of churches can't tell the truth anymore is because of money, envy, pride, rage. It's all the same fucking story. Okay, the wicked are being punished all the time. It's not coming. Like, don't stop thinking that someone's coming to save you. You're already saved. Davy Crocco is the worst of them. Well, it's bigger than people. It's truly a spiritual battle. Davy Crocco doesn't matter. Davy Crocco is a troll under a bridge that broke the law and came out from under his bridge and tried to hurt a United States corporation business. They don't like that, guys. They don't care if I hurt your feelings. Guys, they make money dropping bombs on villages. They don't give a fuck about Davy Crockett's feelings or I contradicted myself. Guys, I'm a comic. I get to say whatever the fuck I want. It's America, baby. I never break the law. Never. Saying unauthorized.tv is a fraud and a scam because you're a jealous little bitch is illegal.
Well, I mean, but Owen will fire up the live stream and call everyone a homo and he says nigger.
All legal. Talking shit online, legal. Filing a false police report, illegal. Guys, know the rules of the game you're playing. This isn't hard. And so I don't really care when people endlessly rant about me. Ironically, it promotes my websites. Do you know how many people will watch some of these troll videos and they'll hate the troll so much and they'll look at these like little cuck, envious little fuckers and they'll immediately go to unauthorized and subscribe? I don't care. You don't hurt my feelings. I don't watch any of your videos. When you break the law, when you try to hack into our websites, when you try to send violent forces to my house, like, you just made a mistake. It's like someone throwing a haymaker in a fight. You know, just this big hay. Ah! Do you get scared or mad? No, you literally just look at the guy and go, you done fucked up. And then you just light him up. And I won't break a single law as I light these people up. And they will be lit up, and we have to make an example out of them, and it has to be public. And I don't care. Davy Crockett is a sad little man. Ty Richards is a sad, scared little broke man. This one dude who was like making videos that he was coming to my house and being very threatening and all that, and it scared me briefly, and then I started seeing what all this is. It's like his whole motivation is because I said dogs don't have souls and he works at a dog place. I see a guy with a broken family and he loves dogs and he now puts all his pain on me. And, you know, I get it. I get what they are, but it has to stop. I don't break the law. You do.
Oh, I mean, Owen Benjamin.
Ty Richards is still selling merch with my name on it and picture and stuff. And he was trying to shock people into buying it. He was trying to start a GoFundMe to take me down. He was bragging that he was going to put me in cuffs. Ty Richards. He put up a whole thing about how you can file FBI reports on me and how fun it is and how many he's filing and all that. Yeah, he deleted all that, took down his Instagram. He's probably a little nervous because he broke the law. He's violating many laws right now. And he has to stop and do not attack them. I saw some people trolling him and saying really crazy stuff. It's not me. It's not illegal. I disavow all of it though. And I truly do because you're not helping anybody, you know, because the world is a bunch of narratives. Do not make threats to him. He's already fucked. It's like, just let it happen. You know, don't swarm him. Just ban and move on because there's an intimacy to hate. Because sometimes people misunderstand me and they see me like ranting or yelling or it's comedy. Go watch one of my 10 specials. It's obvious what I do. Sometimes yelling is funny. Check out Lewis Black sometime, retard. So they misunderstand. And then they do something crazy. And then their life will change forever. Ty Richards committed a I'm not going to say what I believe the level of crimes he's committed, but maybe he'll get justice from the criminal justice, maybe not. But either way, that's a series of crazy mistakes. He was starting a GoFundMe for money to take me down, quote unquote, that he will keep. That's actual fraud. What he does is he fires up the trolls and the gammas and the resentful people and overly mother women, like women without husbands that like really want to nurture. And he acts all hurt and all this. And so people would send him money and then he'd keep it or whatever. He's actually committing crimes. Ty Rich, don't worry about him. Guys, don't pay them any mind. The reason I'm telling you guys this is because I just want it known what's happening to all the good bears, the confused bears, the bears that have that saw me posting some of Ty's stuff because it was really good. I used his art for my tour. You know, I didn't discern it properly. The internet makes it so you can't always read people. So I have to just kind of put some of these things to rest so that people that are confused understand what exactly happened. But no, don't attack him. Don't threaten him. You know, the fear weapon is used by evil people. Like, don't make him feel like his family's in danger or what you're... Dude, that's all... He really is in trouble. And when he's operating from that starting point, like, it's all fraud. Unauthorized is crushing. I paid him $250 for a shitty picture. He said in the same thing that he did it for free, but I only paid him $250 and it was worth $3,000. Guys, he's in hell. He can't operate. You don't need to punish him. Let God do that. You have enough on your plate. Life is challenging. Your kids want to be around you. Your wife wants you to bring her a glass of water. God wants gratitude. You know, and you don't get to be grateful if you live in a victim consciousness. Gratitude is one of the best things you can feel as a human being. When you truly thank God for your blessings, it's... I can't imagine a worse existence than someone not allowed to feel that. And that's why when I see the envy of the protected classes, the envy of this, the rage against the gamma, it's like, I wouldn't have even told you guys about the swatting thing because I don't like causing unnecessary fear and anxiety in people if it wasn't necessary for people to understand the level of crime that was committed. Guys, there was a whole act about this. Like, little gamer retards were swatting each other. Guess who doesn't like that? The authorities. They hate it. They passed a law to stop it. It's a felony. And family men, I tried to warn people with Nick Fuentes and Ben Shapiro, and I said, don't confront him and his family. And you could see the majority of men, family men, working men, were like, what a psycho. And then the gamma male, Milker Nation, little incel, you know, no life experience, all narcissism, were like, you know, he's taking down the neocons. He's just doing what needs to be done. Guys, the most family men, most actual fathers would perceive what these people did to my family is only a few steps above pedophile. Think about all the men that have been through family court or been through like lies and deceptions to try and separate them from their kids. These people lied about me to try and separate me from my children. That's as evil. The only thing I can think of that's worse is pedophilia, is like the rape of a child. That's one of the worst things you can possibly do to a human being. Did it work? Of course not, because I got the armor. Like, if you live a good life, if you really are sincere, you will be okay. And things will come and things will go and things will pass. You know, if you're living in the upside down, if you're consumed by sin and wrath and all that stuff, the littlest problem can take you down. If you're living the straight and narrow, massive problems don't take you down. In fact, every single time there's a glimmer of blessing and a glimmer of truth in it. Guys, the stuff I talk about isn't theoretical. I'm not LARPing. One of the biggest mistakes some of these people make is they start believing their lies that I am a liar. I am a LARPer. I'm not. Do you see how it all links together? How it all works? It's like, very low of him to make that. By the way, I'm not sure it was Ty. I am sure Ty was bragging about all his reports to the FBI. And seeing as I don't commit any crimes, it's already illegal, Ty, assuming that was real. And now we can get a court order to find out who tried to do it this time because they hate false reports. So that's all I'm saying. Don't get involved in this. Stay with the gravy. Stay with the good. Stay with the true. Stay with the beautiful. Don't go under the bridge and throw haymakers at trolls. There's an intimacy to it. Guys, I've been working on this armor for so long, my whole life, you know? Like, you remember the streams back in the day when I was talking about torturing pedophiles and how I would never do that because there's intimacy? And people are like, yeah, but I'd rip his fingers off and his dick and then I'd make him eat his dick and all that. I'm like, because really work through these things. Rage and pain create intimacy, and intimacy will distort your soul, right? So if you, I'm not saying not to punish these people. I mean, pedophiles deserve all the punishment in the world to the point where I had to really work through. Like, there could come a time in America's future where the law of the land will be enforced locally. And what would I do if I had someone dead to rights as a pedo and the torture wouldn't deter future pedophiles? Not like there was a purpose for it. Like, Vlad the Impaler would put heads on stakes to keep people from attacking. There was actually a functional purpose for it. But just torturing a pedophile, like being like cutting his dick off or something like that, you're doing it to yourself. And I had to face that. Like, that's real. Like, torture, pain, wrath, it's intimate. It's the upside down of passionate sex. It's the inverse of it, but it's the same spider web. Does that make sense? Where if you rage out at someone, I'm going to kill you, Ty. I'm going to hurt you, Ty. We're going to come for you, what you did to Big Bear. I know you love me. Guys, I know so many people here want nothing more than to protect me, and they think the best way is to scare the shit out of Ty and say crazy shit. No. No. It's already done. Like, live this truth. And just harassing and scaring and intimidating, it takes a toll on the person doing it. It's intimate. And, you know, I can't remember who said it, but someone said, might have been Nietzsche. I don't like Nietzsche, but he said, be careful staring into the abyss because eventually it'll look back. Pink mist. Yeah, they have to just be stopped any way possible. But the thing I'm explaining with this is an extreme example. The most deserving person of torture I can imagine, a serial pedophile that can't be stopped. That is as extreme as I can possibly imagine. Okay, so in that scenario, just inflicting pain. I'm not talking about execution. I'm not talking about justice, but pain. And not to intimidate a crowd, not to get information. Like, no objective value coming from the torture. Do you do it? No, because it's indulgent. It's indulgence. That's for you. You are playing God, and that's always bad. Whether it's Silicon Valley, whether it's Netanyahu, whether it's Ty Richards, who thinks he can change the truth in order to punish me. He created a fiction that I'm a cult leader and that I'm running a scam and that I ripped him off. Like, that's all fake. And so when he engaged in his fiction, he was playing God. What happens to people who think they can play God? They always fail. That's why do not be scared of transhumanism. Do not be. They're cursing themselves. Okay, really think about it. Do you think Joe Rogan is going to become this RoboCop who's, you know, gets to pump all day and his consciousness lives forever? And he keeps getting a fatter face, a wider ass, and he's going to die like the rest of us. But he's going to die without a connection to God because he thought he could outthink the creation. Is this all making sense? And now that you see my lack of anger, my lack of fear when something really crazy happens, understand that a lot of my rants, a lot of my exaggerations is comedy. I'm not saying what I'm saying is a lie. It's not, but it's the music of it. Like, I'm not angry at these people. I used to feel bad for them to the point where I wouldn't pursue copyright strikes or send police. Like, I knew that that one dude who was trying to drive to my house, he's making all these videos, and he's on his way. Guys, I have a pregnant wife and two little kids. These people don't know the stakes and the love and the fear that can induce, right? I found out what kind of car he drives, where he lives, within 6 hours. And then I found out where he works, and he walks dogs. And I didn't pull the trigger on that one. I didn't try and get him fired. I didn't try to ruin his life because I fucking felt bad for him. Because the point I was trying to make about dogs not having souls is that humans are special. I was trying to discount the PETA argument, and this animal rights thing isn't to save animals, it's to degrade people. I love dogs. Love. Dogs are angelic. Love. But I pictured this lonely, broken, resentful dude who all he's got is dogs. And he sees me, someone he probably loved and then hated and thought I'd be his dad and thought he could be like me and he can. And he sees me say that dogs don't have souls. And so all his hate and all his fear and all his despair gets put on me. And then he's going to drive to me and make it right. And he doesn't realize how fucking insane he looks. And I didn't get him. Guys, I'm not a vicious person. I didn't dox him. I'm still not. I fucking felt bad for him because I realized how impotent. He wasn't going to come here. He just wanted an outlet. These people aren't even men of action at all. There's nothing to be scared of, guys. These are sad people. You know, the thing to be scared of is if more and more people keep acting like this, we're just going to have more of a convergence and a failure of our infrastructure. The real collapse isn't from ascending to the machine consciousness. That's nothing. That won't happen. The real problem is California. The rolling blackouts, all this shit, it isn't because they're like getting off on scaring people and all that. It's failing. AI doesn't work. We aren't God. Truth works. Lies and corruption don't. And so it's just going to keep going where they think they can make black people and white people feel exactly the same. They should live right next to each other. And the black guy should score exactly the same as the white guy on the IQ test. And we will force that reality. Women are just as good at being a cop and being a soldier as men. And we're going to make that reality. It's not real. And the more you do that, the more everything, it simply falls apart. They're not coming for you. They're falling apart. So this is an opportunity to grow because it's showing everybody that they're not in control. God is in control. When you try to play God, you lose your fancy servers. And people, you know, these people just end up getting sick and dying. Great job today, Maz. Yeah. Yes, California sucks. Yeah, but it's not this like dystopia coming. It's a lesson that we forgot. That the dream machine of Hollywood isn't real. This whole problem is about 80 years old. This isn't all of human existence. America and a lot of the world are currently living in the upside down with fake trauma, fake realities, the thought that we can change reality. You know, the hero is the villain is the hero. It's because of movies. It's because of TV. It's because of these technologies that start happening really fast. Okay, we're already adapting. It doesn't last. This is what happens. And so we're already readapting because these technologies aren't, because they operate as Ponzi schemes. So at first, you know, the lie out of Hollywood was like, you know, we got to take down these Germans. You know, the point, the director Ford and Capra and all these guys, they were doing propaganda. They weren't just making heartfelt movies. They were trying to make American men want to join the military. No one wanted to. America was based. World War I was a disaster. Everyone was like, fuck that. And so they had a problem. They need our consent. If we don't want to go to war, it's like, no, that's stupid. So they started making these movies. They were putting sex in it. They were putting these gallantry. They were making the hero, the soldier, the villain, the German, and creating all these fake realities so that the average man then wanted to be a soldier because that was cool, that was heroic, there was sex involved, they wanted respect. And so people couldn't wait to go into the military. And they did it with movies. We had no business in World War II.
Oh, how dare you? We'd be speaking German.
You promise? It doesn't matter what you think about World War II. It's not our business. That was a European war. And so I don't give a flying fuck what you think about Roosevelt or Churchill or Hitler or whatever. It wasn't our war. So they had to drum up Pearl Harbor. They had one of these directors already in Pearl Harbor. It's so fake, guys. What are the odds that they send one of the most famous directors in the world to just hang at Pearl Harbor so they could drum up a fake story that they're like, do you got your camera with you? It's like, I do indeed, sir. And then he got shrapnel in his arm and he got a Purple Heart and the shrapnel wasn't a big deal. Guys, it's all such fucking bullshit. And so they had to drum up support with fake narratives, right? It doesn't work anymore. And so, because the narratives are now like, your son is a girl. Because they can't stop. It doesn't end. They don't just go, oh, we succeeded with World War II. Man, we really pulled a fast one, but fuck it. No more, guys. It worked. But no, they grow. They feed. And it always ends. We know the realities. We know the reality. We should not be in the Middle East. We should not have went to Vietnam. The men that went there, and this is when things get complicated. The soldiers are still heroes. The soldiers that went there and did their best job they could are still fucking heroes, even in an unjust war. And a lot of people have a hard time understanding that. The war is evil. The war is bad. The war is a deception. We have no business there. The news, like, I've known a dude, well, I know someone who knows someone who's been in Iran for a while now is Special Forces. And all he said to this guy I know is, don't believe a single thing you see on the news. So we all know that everything we're watching on the news is fake and that they want endless empire wars that we have no business doing at all. The whole narrative that America is out saving anyone is insane. And there was a time when that worked. And there were soldiers that were born, they fought and died, knowing in their hearts they were heroes. And they were, because they didn't know the bigger picture. They didn't know about, you know, the deceptions and the banking and the infiltration and all the shit that went into World War II. World War II looks on paper as the most just war. You have this dictator, Adolfo Hitlerio, and your buddy Churchill is just this fun drunk who's always hammered, but he's one of those good guys in England that just needs help. And, you know, they're just trying to take everyone's freedom. I'm going to do a whole stream on World War II. We had no business. That was a war of fucking empire. And it wasn't us. And all we did is take over as the empire. And now we're on it's getting to the point of total nonsense where it's like, if we don't invade Syria, they won't get their freedom. Like, soldiers love me, by the way. This is another false narrative. You know, people think Ben Shapiro is this, like, hero of the soldier because he's like, America's fucking great. We drop all these bombs. Soldiers know this shit. They're doing the best they can. They're family men. They miss their kids. They work hard. They put their life on the line. It's a very hard job. They don't want to fight these fucking stupid wars anymore. They want to fight a war where their grandkid looks at their medal and says, my granddaddy did what was right. That's why they're soldiers. They want people like me to say, why the fuck are we in Syria? Are we still looking for bin Laden in Afghanistan? And the reason they go after the young males, they jack up their testosterone, they get them all in a frenzy and excited, and then they take advantage of it. Want to know what that sounds like? A pedophile. So they get young males that are easily shaped and they drum them up. You're going to get sex and glory and you're going to kill the bad guys. And they're like, you promise? And then they make them do things they know are bad. And then they come back to America and they watch the bear feed and they love the gravy and they deal with it and they pray to God. And God, hey, fellas, you're fine. You were in an unjust war doing the best you could. I understand atrocities. I understand why people make fucking necklaces out of ears. because it's logical insanity. If you are in an environment where you just watch someone you went to boot camp with get decapitated from a bunch of punji sticks by a bunch of fucking jungle Asians, you want revenge and you want to intimidate them and you feel a lot of pain, like pain that we can't fathom. And so then you punish them, you make the ear necklace, and then they see the ear necklace and then they like, you know, cut off your dick. Guys, it seems insane just when you look at one piece of it, but it all makes sense. And it all starts with the acceptance of lies and the idea that we are God. So when I speak out against war and I speak out against this psychotic bombing of Iraq or Syria, it is not disrespecting the soldiers. In fact, it is from a deep love and commit. It's like, I feel for those men. They're just trying to do what's right. Soldiers are susceptible to lies too. Oh, yeah, everybody is. Guys, I was basically a hatchet man for the Hollywood elite without even fucking knowing it. That's this problem I have with all these churchians. It's like, how dare you? How dare you, you know, do this? I am an insurance salesman. Guys, I was pushing an agenda and not even knowing it. I just thought it was funny and true. No one sat me in a room and said, do these jokes. We'll put you on this show. That's all fucking nonsense. They don't put you in a little room and say, oh, you have to do a joke about this. It's all carrots and sticks. When I was in Hollywood being successful, at no point did I think I was serving an evil agenda. I thought I was setting people free with humor, and I was. But my skill set was being used by some of the most evil people in the entire world. And so when I realized that, It took me a while to realize that because it's so hard to see. Because the carrots and the sticks are so there. It's like, and your community, and you want all the high fives at the improv, and you want, but when it is what it is. Betting a thousand as usual. Thank you, Honey Bear. Does anyone have any questions before I go? I'm going to land this plane. As I said before, I'm not going to be opening as much mail on these streams anymore because I just, you know, I don't always know who's sending them. See, this is the crossroads I'm at. I don't want to give up on any of my connection to so 99% of you guys are so awesome. And it's like, I don't want to stop rooting for you guys and giving you platforms and speaking your words and stuff. But man, this weekend was a little rattling and I don't know. It's like, I don't always know who the fuck I'm reading. And I also don't want to lose that part. I'm probably just going to take a little time off. Owen speaks truth, former combat pilot. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not, they're just doing their, dude, we're all in it. Like one group of people that relate a lot to me are police because the political correctness culture makes it so they can't do their job and they can't arrest an actual criminal because of nonsense. And so they look at me and understand we're all in this together. Take a break from it all, BB. It's understandable. No, I still like streaming and stuff. I'm just trying to make fundamental changes in how I operate because I just really don't want this to happen again. You know, I don't want this troll culture to feel close enough to me where they get that entitled and they feed off each other. And it's not good. And I have to take accountability for my role. You know, maybe I do let people in too close. Maybe I do, I'm not protective enough of myself. Maybe you're the best man. Yeah, you too. More security at airlines now. I don't know what that means. How about don't do them live and just put it on unauthorized? No, I mean, if you want to, and this is the thing, is I've been getting a lot of letters and stuff, and I appreciate the super chats and everything and support the channel, but like, don't do it so that people hear your words. Do it so I hear your words. Maybe that's what I'll do for a while. You know, if you send me letters and give me a gravel for my babble, and the point is so that people hear your words, I don't want to be a part of that. But if you do it so that you genuinely want to support the channel and you genuinely want to tell me something and it's pure in intention, good. But I don't really feel like being used anymore. It doesn't take anything from me, but it encourages retards. Look after yourself, Owen. Oh, we're fine. I'm just trying to... Guys, I don't want more people to end up like Ty Richards. Like, he's in a bad spot. And I don't want to be a part of building up anyone's ego or entitlement where they can't handle it, and then they spiral. I'll be fine. But, like, I don't want you guys to be in that position. It's like, to watch what happens to these people where they... He might... If I didn't promote his art, or if I didn't, like, give him such a voice, he might still just be a little, quiet little gay guy. All right, does anyone have any direct questions? And then I'm going to get out of here. Don't use BB as a platform. No. Like, Handron Bear can, because I know her. Anchor Bear can, because I know him. Like, I just need more vetting. I literally just open every letter from my pile and just read it without editing. I mean, that's unheard of. In live streaming or in entertainment or any of this. Like, that doesn't happen. Do you think Ben Shapiro could ever just actually open his mailbag? It would be like, Ben, stop sending our kids to die. Prager you, Birch Gold. Like, I'm so open. And one of the weirdest things is I'm so open that the Gammas, they're convinced I'm a liar. Like, show me one other live streamer, unscripted, 2,100 hours. Family running around, little kid popping up. That's unheard of. I just read every letter. There's nothing. I'm hiding nothing. I'm open to anything. I'll criticize. I'll encourage. There's no hiding. Ty developed a fake relationship with you in his mind. He was lost in the salt. Yeah, exactly. Guys, this is the craziest thing. I finally understand the pray for your enemy stuff. And I know if he hears this, he'll think it's all a scam. And I genuinely hope he gets sanity. And that's not condescending. That's not this churchian, oh, pray for you. I pray for you. Bless your heart. No, I genuinely, because humans aren't the cause of evil. We're used. We're used like they jack us up with emotions. They use our fear. They use our sin. And you can't, like, hurting Ty Richards does nothing to evil. He's currently obsessed. He's currently possessed with these feelings. I'm not saying he deserves to be in a mental institution. That's not the point of this. Some people try and do these fake narratives of like, oh, he's lost his mind. Authorities. No, I don't like authorities. I'm a comedian. This may be one of the first, no, this is the second time in my entire life I've even interacted with the authorities on my own behalf ever. And I've seen some crazy shit. I don't tattle to the teacher. I don't like principals, teachers. I don't like authority. I don't go to someone else and say, this guy just did something. I fucking never do that. So don't think that that's what I'm saying. Where he's at is the underworld. Where his thoughts are not coinciding whatsoever with reality. And I saw that with a few of these former bears that I kind of knew. I knew they were wacky and they were going a little off the deep end, but like, I genuinely hope he gets out because the human mind is made by God. And it isn't like you can always get past it. Like, we're not here, you know. I don't know if I'm articulating this properly. Control your emotions is the most important thing. And this is something that I'm not going to stop on my end, but you have to understand about me. I am a comedian. If you see me yelling and ranting and saying some things that seem so outrageous, it's literally what I do. And I'm not lying. It's just in a manner that's funny. So if you then mimic that and say, well, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to fucking freak out on my neighbor. Like, the world has a huge lack of masculinity right now. You know, people are not given roles, definitions, jobs, rules, none of it. It's becoming feminized, right? Men, masculinity understands what I'm saying. Femininity does not. Femininity is ruled by emotions, and it's ruled by safety and compromise and all this shit. That's why these Silicon Valley companies are incapable of dealing with gamma males. Okay, it isn't the grand conspiracy. There's tons of conspiracies, tons. Look who you're talking to, gravy. But But the grand conspiracy around Silicon Valley is not that they're slowly trying to take away, you know, your life. Guys, they're feminized and they're incapable of stopping gammas. The gamma males that you see in my chat, multiply that by a million. And that's YouTube. Think about all the petty bullshit. Ah, this person did that. Ah, nah, nah. Think about all the nonstop feelings and emotions that keep getting more indulged and indulged. Think about all these platforms, Twitter, Facebook, all this shit. Masculinity says, no, fuck you. Unauthorized says, you're banned. We're going to say what we want and we'll survive. And we don't want you here if you're going to act up. Feminine can't. And this is great for moms. It's great for the home builder. It's great for women. Women are beautiful, but this is being manipulated, right? The woman always seeks compromise. So let's say Ty Richards says, ah, I'm Benjamin, the fucking cult leader, and I'm spiraling, and I'm just going to... The masculine says, you're insane. Get the fuck out of here. And Ty, and then you'd be like, no, but see, I'm going to get everybody, and I'm going to get everyone to hate you. Women... Their Achilles heel is group hatred. Like if they think that there's a lot of people mad, they will abandon logic and reason completely. This is in their nature. And try to appease the upset person. That's what women do. The Silicon Valley companies are 100% controlled by the feminine. And it's become tyrannical because it's not even personal. They don't have real children. It's not the way the feminine is supposed to operate. Businesses are supposed to be run by the masculine. Governments, the masculine. Military, the masculine. Women are supposed to control the home, the food, the children. And do not fucking discount that. Women make people. And they make them good. So the feminine is not only important, it's fucking really important. But it does not belong in any business, in the court. No. Feelings and compromise does not belong in the world of justice, the world of violence, the world of business. And you aren't at risk with any of this. They are. Why do you think Unauthorized is doing well? Why do you think all these gammas are so fucking jealous? Because we have the masculine. The feminine is taking over because everyone keeps wanting money and clicks. So they want to appease as many people as possible. I don't want anyone mad at me. I don't want anyone mad at me, so I'm going to make a woman basketball league. I don't want anyone to be mad. And then no one goes, and they're like, well, they just fail. The worst place you can put a woman is in a position of leadership with a business, a country. They're not equipped for it. It's not, what I'm saying is not anti-woman. Feminism is truly a hatred of women. And so what you see with Silicon Valley... And guys, when I say I have a 147 IQ, fucking listen. This is a stream where people, if there were comments, they'd be like, wow, that just fucking blew my mind. How do you, because there's a lot of truth, a lot of algorithmic truth, a lot of thought. I don't do this all the time because I'm trying to sometimes just be funny or just focus on a topic. When I say that, it's so people are like, oh. See, if someone says that to me, I think, oh, so that's their skill set. The gamma male, like let's say someone says, listen, I'm a Green Beret. Don't punch me in the face. I would say, good to know. Thank you very much. The gamma male says, liar, and punches him in the face, and then he dies. I'm trying to help people by saying I'm crazy intelligent. Like, I see patterns and shit that you won't find some of this knowledge in any print media or anything. I'm telling you, like, want to know who's also insanely smart as Vox Day? Like, Vox Day will show you insights that you will not get other places. And the gammas will be like, take an IQ test and prove it. And people like him are like, read my book and not fail. Like, what aren't you seeing? So anyway, the reason Silicon Valley is failing, the reason all this stuff is failing is not this personal attack at you and this overarching, it's just the female nature to compromise. Imagine this gamma attack on a woman or a cuck man or a soy boy, or a lollipops and fancy pants. I would have tried to seek compromise with these people. I would have wanted as many people to like me as possible. The reason I succeeded, and the reason there were still 7,000 people watching today, and the reason Unauthorized is only doing better, is because I said with complete honesty and truth, I will fucking ban every single person here, except Coddington Bear, if people don't start acting right. And you want to know what happens? It works because it's needed. I am a comedian. The world isn't subjective. It isn't this mishmash of, well, I feel like a woman. I'm a bird. I'm a comedian now just because I say so. I am a comedian. And when you understand that, my entire life makes perfect sense. People with no irony will look at me and say, you know, that are mad at me about a certain song, about a certain bike. And their favorite bit of all time is George Carlin's 7 Words You Can't Say on TV. Oh, that George Carlin. Wow, he really knew comedy. There were 7 words he couldn't say, and that, by Jove, that guy said it. I'm like, yeah, kind of like nigger. And they're like, what? Break it down logically, guys. Think about the words that you couldn't say when Carlin said it. Like pussy, for example. Pussy. Okay, that's vulgar to a lot of people, but it truly only offends a certain type of woman. Okay, nigger, kind of a silly little word. It offends a small amount of black people with extreme victim consciousness. To say that George Carlin's bit was great and just edgy and all that, but I'm offensive, you realize that you are putting random black people above your mother and wife. Okay, if you're going to virtue signal, like let's say you're going to be a white knight retard who doesn't understand the nature of comedy. There's 7 words you can't say on TV. Fuck, shit, pussy, rip. All right, what's the 7 words now? Nigger, faggot, whatever it is. That's the role of the comedian, right? So think about how insane it is for a man to put the feelings of random blacks above their wife, mother, or daughter. Because pussy is an offensive word to women. Nigger can be offensive to, it's mostly just offensive to cuck, whites, and Jews. But there are groups of blacks that are like, don't say that word, right? Pussy only offends cunt. But understand what I'm saying. If you're going to be a white knight and be like, hey man, don't say that word. I got a wife and a mother and a daughter. That's infinitely more understandable than like, hey man, don't say that word. I watch the NBA. What kind of a man are you to laugh and clap along as these comedians talk about, you know, fucking and getting sucked off and like how they're pussy. Guys, they're disgusting. When people act like I'm this controversial comedian, what fucking planet are you on? I compare me to anything on Netflix. I'm controversial because I'm actually doing the job of a comedian. What I'm saying offends almost nobody that isn't retarded or has a political agenda. Like, what's my big offense? I make fun of homos because they think the anus is a sex organ, and then they call me homophobic because I don't want them to like fuck in front of me. Like, who do you think I relate to? Everyone. And this LGBTQAI agenda of 5-year-old trans people appeals to just about nobody, only complete psychopaths. So when people act like, oh, you know who I love? That George Carlin, those 7 words you can't say on TV. He really went for it. But you, sir, I'm like, here's the good news, and I'll land this plane. It doesn't last because the truth can't be hidden. These people that think they're God and they think they can change reality and say, I would never say nigger. I am a good person. It's like, dude, I know what you are. Like, this isn't helping. Like, doesn't work. That pity is one of the most demeaning things you can do to black people. Like, so you can say cunt in front of a woman, but you can't say nigger in front of a black person. Why? Because you think you're better than them. You think that they need protection. You think that they're inferior, that they can't handle a word. Like, to people that aren't, okay, just to let you small population of people, these gammas, these wicked people, these fucking Pharisees, it's really obvious to everyone what's happening. And you're not fooling anyone by saying, I would never say the N-word. I would. Guys, we all know that you'll blast Jay-Z as he's talking about, you know, niggers, you know, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks to lick all these balls and suck the dicks. Guys, that's lyrics from like songs played on the radio. And they won't let me anywhere because of my view that homosexuality is fucking odd and perverse. It is. And what they're saying is literally insane. Okay, so if I had cucked and if I had taken a knee and if I just wanted acceptance and I just wanted more people to like me, I would just be in this lazy river of shit like the rest of them. The reason that Unauthorized is doing well, the reason that there's so many people here, the reason that I'm still funny is very simple. I will not change reality because reality is God. That's His. I am not God. Neither the fuck are you. And everybody knows that no one wants a gay son. Don't fucking act. The media will try and make this whole thing. I would not care at all if my son was gay. So you hate your son? You want to condemn him to no kids? You want to condemn him of a life where his life expectancy is 30 years younger? You want to condemn him to a lifestyle that's explicitly stated as sin in the Bible? Where they have higher rates of depression, drug addiction? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, I'm a good father. We all know that that's a lie. We all know that any father, I'm not saying I would disown my son. I would first wonder who molested him. And second, I would try and work with him, see if he could get past it, see if he could have therapy. But I would always love my children, but I would be upset if any of them were gay. Because it means their life would be hard, and it would be with less life, and it would be upside down. But I wouldn't hurt him or disown him, but I would be sad. Everyone would. So when I say this shit and people fucking act like I'm the bad guy, but yet these rappers are like, I fuck her, then I kill her. I fuck her, then I steal from her. And I'm like, you're not fooling anybody. And you're taking from God. When you act like you can change truth, you've committed one of the biggest sins imaginable, and you will pay. And these comedians that all took that ticket, and they all said, oh, how dare Owen Benjamin, Sam Tripoli, all these people, how dare him say nigger, how dare. They knew at that moment that I was right, but they attempted to change reality. Then they started believing their altered reality. And now what are they doing? They're all fucked. They're fucked. They're either owned by the people that pump up their fake audiences and give them Netflix and money and all this shit, and they're not real people. They're owned. They're bitches. Or they're just miserable people that no one wants to see tell jokes. I can sell out an airport hangar, kicked off every single type of social media, and these people that have always put on Fallon and Netflix and all this shit, the only people that go are people that don't even know what comedy is. They're just doing because they're told, and they end up being hated. You know, when you're around these fake celebrities and someone recognizes them, oh, no way, but they've been built by the demon, by the beast, they're treated like shit by their fans. They're like, give me a picture. Hey, faggot, give me a picture. And the guy's like, oh, okay. You'll never see that in my life. Every single person that ever comes up to me is always extremely respectful. Because if you know me and you like me, it was authentic. It wasn't because of the beast. The beast will make, like Amy Schumer, her fans will treat her like an absolute animal. They'll like, while she's eating, Amy, yo, does your pussy stink? It's fucking hell. The Bible is real, guys. We're not saying this to, people are so used to virtue signaling and like, well, the Bible says we are not God. And then they're like, it's all just, guys, it's more real than you can imagine. If you go down that path, you will live in absolute hell. And I've seen it over and over and over. This is not hard to see the patterns on this thing. And you don't need to hurt them. You don't need to do anything. People are like, oh, Joe Rogan lives rent-free in his head. No, Joe Rogan is a great premise for a joke that has made a lot of people very happy and laugh very hard. And he actually is a short little fucking retard. And I love mocking him. It's like they have a life that you couldn't make me do for any amount of money or any amount of torture threat. And I think you all know that about me. So this whole rent-free thing, oh, you're Nick Fuentes is living rent-free in your head. Nick Fuentes is a tragedy. Nick Fuentes is the result of tyrannical feminine this coddled man-child who's narcissistic, and it's like watching a fucking baby wear a suit. I mock people as a career and an art form. And it's great. It's hilarious. Nick Fuentes, I don't want to be Nick Fuentes. You think I want to be a guy who poops in his pants and suckles on his mommy's little titties and think he's a big boy because he wears a suit and has no... All he wants is to be in media. He wants to be powerful. He doesn't want to say true shit. He's a fag. All right, any questions before I go? I would not have a problem with my son being gay. That means you are a bad parent. 100%. Like, or just a liar. I know parents that'll say that, and it's not even that they're a bad parent. They're just a liar, and that will infect their whole lives. Imagine a kid hearing that you're pro-abortion. Imagine your own son hearing that you're pro-abortion. Just think about that. Now, I know a lot of people that say the majority of people that say they're pro-choice aren't. It's insane, right? But they say they are because they don't want to deal with the shame. Okay, your kid doesn't know that. So when you say you're pro-choice and your little kid just hears it, it's a, hey, daddy just doesn't want to be kicked off Facebook and daddy wants to be accepted at the golf tournament. Now, all he hears is life. Would you be okay with killing me, dad? So you think a baby could be a burden? I thought it was a miracle. You think it's okay to kill an unborn baby? Like, I'm your son. It's insane. And we're seeing the result of that. We're seeing the result of lies. We're seeing the kids that were raised in the family where the fucking dad was just beating off to porn and chasing lollies and fancies. They didn't ever feel loved. They don't know rules. They don't know purpose. They don't know tough realities, discipline, nothing. They can probably barely drive a fucking car, guys. Don't require vengeance. These people are fucked. They're laying chickens in a forest. You don't need to hurt them or mock them or anything. They're fucked. Imagine being one of these people right now that was raised without the masculine, that was raised in a world of blankets and safety and twisted reality and twisted truth. They probably can't even drive a car without feeling fear. It's hell. And so I'm going to land the point. Unauthorized.tv, by the way, unbearablesmerchandise.com, get stuff. The comedy world is getting better, just to let you guys know that. No despair. Despair is a sin. It's for gays. But I'm looking, in the future, I'm probably going to be looking to, like, because this dude, you know, I'm starting to get people telling me, like, dude, we can sell some tickets. There's venues that are not into PC shit. And I'm like, are you lying? I would love to do like one show a month all around the country and just stay in that comedy world and watch it rebuild, because I fucking can't stand that I can't do clubs. I don't want to be in exile. I just want to crush. And we're now seeing the winter break. This is a beautiful time to be alive. It's like, we're seeing the results of the lies, and people are re-falling in love with God and truth and beauty. They miss it. They miss seeing art. They miss seeing a painting that required some fucking skill. They don't want to see a banana taped to a wall sold for $500,000 by a guy who fucks an anus. That's reality. And so when people call me crazy because of my theories about things that are objectively true, it's like, do you feel that way about homosexuality? Where someone thinks that their penis and anus should be jammed together for short-term sexual pleasure and just shit and disease. Like, what? Oh, how dare you? It's like, that's why so many people just run from me. You know, the wicked flee when no one pursueth. Because they know if I simply ask some of these questions, they have no answer except that they are liars and cowards. And they know they'll pay. They know. There's fear in their eyes. Atheism is fake. If I look at them and they say, you're a homophobic, and I look at you and say, do you think a guy who shoves his penis in the anus of another man getting married is the same as a man and a woman who have children? Look at me in the eye and say there's no difference. That's marriage. The two fucking real estate brokers who just do blow and bang each other's anuses is the same as a man and a woman starting a family. Look at me and say that they can't. So they run. They run. And they just create their own prison. There's nowhere to go, guys. God is everywhere. What do? You get a big house. You get handlers. You get all these diamonds. You're fucked. You're fucked. Because you don't have armor. When they come for you, and they will. They came for me this last weekend. And it's fine. No trauma. No stress. Made us closer. It's all good. When you have things happen to you, you will have no way to stop it. Because you won't know up from down. You won't know what to trust. You won't know who the fuck you are. Because that little voice in your head that gives you instincts, your fucking gut feeling. You've been lying so long, you don't even know what the fuck that is. You won't know what to do. Your paranoia is all over the map. You know, you're jumping at shadows. You're rejecting friendships. And I see it with me all the time. I see people look at me and say, you're rejecting all your friends. You're rejecting Crowder. I just say, who was I wrong about? Do you think Steven Crowder is a good friend who tells the truth and isn't being paid by a foreign entity? All right. No, but who was that wrong? Is Alex Jones not a liar, controlled opposition who's trying to sell boner pills? So then what the fuck are you talking about? Are you saying I didn't comply to people with big platforms so that I could get more clicks and money? Yeah, I made the right decision. Name one example where I rejected authentic friendship, authentic love, authentic business relationship just because I'm crazy. Name one time. You can't. Was I wrong about Jordan Peterson? No, I fell out of hell. And on the way out, I thought I was meeting people that were good, and they weren't. And as I was leaving, I got to expose a lot of shit. And for all of Trump's corruptions, one thing that he is a true blessing for is as Trump's presidency has transpired, he's just had a flashlight. It's just like as he moves, it's like masks just keep coming off. And that's the purpose of Trump. These people don't give a fuck about money. Taxes don't mean shit. Debt means nothing. It's about compliance. They make the money. Gold stars in the fucking drawer of a teacher's desk. That's what money is. Never forget that. Do not sell your kids and your word and your health for fucking gold stars in the teacher's desk. Money is a useful tool for providing for your family. Earn it. I'm not saying it's evil, but never covet the stack of nothing. And the government doesn't care. The government wants you to comply. And I understand that, and I always will. Because anarcho-capitalism is, again, playing God. It's not reality. It's never happened. It never will. You can't restructure the nature of man. Every time there's groups of people, there will always be a government. It's never not happened. So this time is different. And that's the thing that moving forward in this world, just really watch for people that reject obvious reality, because you will benefit nothing from going down that path. You might be a PhD astronomer and you fucking realize that the world isn't moving. It's not, by the way. And call me crazy. I think you're crazy for going to a baseball game and sitting in that chair and paying money for that. To each his own. The world isn't moving, okay? It's all good. Not a big thing. But just when people spiral, how dare you? Imagine being an astronomer. Like, really have empathy for these people. And you spent $150,000 in your best part of your life at a school learning about something and achieving status and prestige and all this stuff, and you realize it's all total bullshit, right? Okay, I'll give you one that's less controversial. Let's say you're a journalist and you realize Russia collusion's retarded. That's one that's a little more mass understood, right? And you spent all this time getting into debt and getting a job at CNN, you interned and you knew the right people, and one day it just dawns on you. Wait a minute, this is all not true. What do you do? Do you not feel for that person? I feel for that person. I'm fucking blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it, that I'm not in debt in a nonsense. I used to want to be a paleontologist. Can you imagine spending all that time and money climbing the ladder of something that's absolutely false on all levels? Imagine that. Imagine being a journalist at CNN right now. Like, there's people that went to school to be the fifth column, you know, to keep the government in check, to say what's true, to report you know, in their mind, they'd go to the scene of the crime and write their little, and then they find out it's all fake. CNN's a better example than The Earth because it won't trigger as many people. But like, what do you do? I'll tell you what you do. You leave. The moment of truth isn't you're engaged in something. It's you understand it. You don't have to that day say, fuck everybody and quit your job. But do not lie to yourself. Never say what I'm doing is good. I know tons of soldiers that are still in the military that know it's bullshit. And they're fine because they know it's bullshit. They still go to work. They're not going to go AWOL. But it's like, don't lie to yourself. Don't say Russia collusion's true because if it isn't, I'm a retard. Guys, I was successful in Hollywood. I'm not judging you for these things. I rose the ranks of one of the most corrupt things in the world. I was repped at CAA. I had my picture on the wall at the Hollywood Improv. I did Chelsea Lately. Like, I was on those roundtables sometimes. I wasn't lying. I wasn't a different person. But I was rising in a field that's one of the most competitive. It's more competitive than the fucking NFL. It's like failure rate is 99%. So I'm rising, and I'm getting status, and I'm getting attention, and I'm getting money and all this stuff. And at one point, I'm like, this is fucked up. So what did I do? I live in Washington State and I'm a goat farmer. I didn't just say, fuck my agent, fuck touring. No, they all dropped me because I wouldn't go with nonsense. My existence exposed their cowardice. And so that's it. And you're always in a better spot. Always, always, always. Forget, dude, do not be controlled by money. Do not be controlled by status. It's a fucking curse. Look at Ty Richards, guys. He's obsessed with how much money I make. He's obsessed with how much money he could have made if only I paid him more for his poster. That's nowhere you want to be mentally. He's motivated by gold stars in the desk of a fucking teacher. And that's a grown man? He's calling fake police reports on me? That's a fucking felony, guys. That's where lies get you. All right. I know I went long today, but I was on a roll. I've had a lot to say. I was going to be the biggest rock star in the world. Eyes open 10 years ago. So happy. Yeah, it doesn't have to affect you at all. It's like, because you can still be a rock star. You can still, let's say you love music. This is the reason that I'm succeeding right now. When the world of comedy is crumbling. I genuinely love comedy. That's the difference between me and Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan genuinely loves getting anally pumped behind a dumpster after he fake wrestles around with his little buddies. He also loves DMT and his little buddy Duncan Trussell, and then he freezes himself for no reason. He's a fucking idiot. I genuinely love writing new jokes and seeing the laughter and trying to figure out what's true. Because of that, comedy, it's like, I'm doing fine. You understand the difference? Like, oh, let's say you want to be a rock star, and the reason is because you love music. You love seeing its effect. You love writing that song that makes people cry because it's so true. You are fine. If you want to be a rock star because you want blowjobs and money and you want to be invited to the Queen's house, you're fucked. That's the difference. It's like you won't be sad. You won't be afraid. You won't. Nothing bad happens. Nothing bad happens. You won't. They kick you out of hell. If you want to be a rock star because you truly love music, your career will transpire where at first you'll get a lot of success like me in Hollywood because you're so fucking good at it. And then when they try to start manipulating and warping you to serve the agenda of the beast and you don't, they will kick you out. But guess what? You're still really good at music. And guess what? People really want to hear music. So now mainstream music is Cardi B rapping about how she like farts and shits. Literally makes people want to vomit. And the music is so bad that you'd rather listen to a boiler just rattle. And then you come out and you actually play music. And then the connection is there. And not only did you not fail, you're still there. Like everybody else failed. All they have is a stack of paper that literally means nothing. And I think today the gold star thing really shook people out of that. The debt will never be paid. The debt is our economy. It doesn't matter. Guys, those movie stars and rock stars that you get to hang with when you're famous, most are like, they cry when they get pushed in a pool. Some of them are so broken that all they can talk about is what they're scared of or their horoscope. The queen is just an old bitch in a big house. All those blowjobs and sexual experiences, they get very repetitive very quickly. You know, when you're still hedonistic, it's fun, but it just becomes, you develop an immunity to it and you need more and more to feel aroused. And if you want a family, you just start feeling sad. So that's a dead end. All those big stadiums, if you've now changed your music to fit the beast, the people in the crowd aren't people you'd even want to be around. They're people that you don't actually like the real you, and that drives you insane. It's like being at someone else's Thanksgiving. It's this big roast, better food, the queen's here, but you don't know any of them. And you don't have anything in common with them. You're in hell. And so when I talk about, I just want people to know today, and I think I've made my points, that these lies about me, about fraud, about fuck you. Not only is it not true, that path will lead you to living under a bridge, trying to scare people on horses. I've lived it. I can spot Nick Fuentes a mile away as a little sneak. He wants the big house. He wants the big lights. He doesn't care about fucking truth. And that's why I mock him. Oh, you want to be... That path is so bad. Guys, I've been in movies. I have a big speaking part in a movie that grossed $80 million. Like, Nick Fuentes hasn't seen anything about life. He's never had a baby. And he's leading all these men down that path. And that's the thing that bothers me. That's the thing that makes me mock him. Because these young men, all they need is a little masculinity in their life. Just somebody to say, we all know it's a lie. And they go, we can say lies? Yes! Women need men. If a woman makes it seem like they want you to have a man bun and do yoga and be bisexual and cool with abortion, if you go with that, you damn her. Every woman alive wants you to say, no, I'm not. If I ever got a woman pregnant, I would, or just be like, abortion's murder. And at first they'd be like, fuck you. What about raping? Their heart just starts beating with love. You know, if a woman's like, I like bisexual men. I like men that don't give a fuck. It's like, oh, I'm bi. They think you're disgusting. There isn't a woman alive that wants to be with a bisexual man. When a man's like, oh, I want to see you fuck Tina, and then I'm going to whack off, and they're like, oh, yeah, whatever. They hate you for it. If you go on the road that women make it seem like they want you to go down, you're fucking them. If I let this chat talk how they want to talk, like if I let these gammas come in and be like, and everyone's like, just give them a chance. It's just criticism. No, get the fuck out of here. You're never allowed back. Want to know what happens? This is the best chat on DLive. Go to other DLive chats. It's just all troll. You know, people just want to feel anger so they feel anything. It's an addiction. If I listen to people say, just let me speak. How dare you? You don't let me talk. If I listen to any of that shit, this chat would suck. If you don't like be this rock to the woman and establish order and be there for her and let her freak out and just not react. If you like, you know, well, I should get a job. No, I want you home with the kids. But I mean, what about, I just would love if you were home with the kid. They want you to say that. It's like Amy has the best life I can possibly imagine for a woman. And she has her master's in engineering. She thought she'd always have to work. She thought we'd have babysit. No, they want you to say, we will make it work. We moved to a small town where we could get a house for 1/20th of what a condo cost in LA. One of the main reasons was so she didn't have to work with our baby. And women will act like they want, you know, everybody thinks women want fancy cars and boats. No, they want to be with their fucking kids. A woman wants nothing more in the world than to know that their strong, providing husband that loves them deeply will be there for her and just maintain the path and provide an environment for her so that she can be a mom to her kids. That's all they want. And the more you lie to yourself, the more you don't see that. Oh, I'm going to wear one of these pussy hats in a march, and then women are going to want my dick. And then we all know it's fake. We all know. You're not hiding from anybody. Is Chaz legendary? Dude, you can come in here at any time of the day, and it's just people talking about, like, you know, just beautiful things. People are ladling gravy. People are making fun of each other. They're talking about farming. It's like, that is so rare. And it's like, how did this happen? Are you just so lucky? Masculinity. The whole world is being run right now by female tyranny. And guess what? It doesn't last. They import the masculinity from fucking Somalia, and those guys have like swords and shit. It's a joke. All these quote unquote white guys, they're just like, oh, immigration. Start being a man. Have kids. Protect your family. Have you even started there yet? You're just watching CNN hoping that one day that the Senate, a group of criminals, is going to just start rooting for the people that they extort. Are you insane? And then they call me insane because I accurately point out that the sun and the moon appear to move and the earth doesn't. But they think that the Senate and Congress, a group of people whose entire existence is based on extortion and lying and greed and graft, is going to one day wake up and go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop the importation of migrant workers in America. Even though my every motivator in my entire life says to do the opposite. Who's the crazy one, guys? Like, come on. Do you think one day the Congress is just going to do what's right? But the good news is they don't control you. All you have to do is comply. Pay their taxes, follow their laws, and have a giant family. Have a strong family. Work hard. Then the mold doesn't get in. You know? It's like all this shit happens because men stopped protecting their home. Men started believing lies. Men started wanting the fancies and the lollies over truth. That's why this is happening. You know, the only reason migrants are coming in is because there's easy pickings. No one's doing the job for that amount of money. How dare you? People don't protect their own areas. You know, women are fucking want kids and their guy won't fuck them because they just keep jerking off and they're pulling out. What kind of man wraps plastic around his dick so he has sterile sex because he really doesn't want her to get pregnant, but he wants to come? Well, I'll show you a bunch of fucking guys from Guatemala that wouldn't do that. And on a deeply instinctive level, a woman thinks you're pathetic. Like, what kind of neutered dog humping a leg would say, oh, I'm gonna wrap my dick in a condom, make sure there's plastic on it, and then I'm going to pull out before I come, because the worst thing that can happen is the product of sex, which is life, the foundation of all wealth and all life. And then they call me crazy because I point that out. Oh, no, what we need to do is go to the border with a bunch of guns and... How many kids do you have? None, because I'm too busy worrying about the real problems. We got to get... Dude, the whole fucking war is demographic. It's all sin and not sin. It's truth and lies. That's all it is. That's all it is. Have you even stopped watching porn yet? That's always my first question. Well, what we need to do is go protect the border. If we see one of these... Why are they coming? Do you even know why they're coming? Do you know why all this shit's happening? It's because one by one, people start accepting lies for material. They stop reading the Bible. They stop believing the Bible. All these people going to church and they're calling me, oh, you're not a real Christian because you can't quote this one verse. You don't even believe it's real. I do. Who's the one living like it's real? You think you can become God? You're fucked. Now you got foreigners in your land. You think that you can write an algorithm that outpaces the human mind? Now you're fucked. Now your refrigerator doesn't work. There's rolling blackouts and your kid's trans. You'll never beat God. Never. And all these cuck churchians just being like, how dare you? I'm like, you live as if you can beat God. That's fundamental to belief. So live in the truth and you're fine. All these problems melt away. They just look like children bitching. A lot of these things are just... One of the reasons we have open borders is because of this Ponzi scheme of debt. And it's all gravitating in cities. Very easy solution. Leave the cities. You know, work hard, contribute to your own community, know your neighbors, pray to God, and look at what you're eating more. Have children, love your wife. That's the solution, guys. It's just the remnants of a Ponzi scheme. Those people coming aren't evil. Some are, some aren't, but it's just a broken thing, and it happened right at the base of the family unit. And the biggest weapon in history has been movies, media, and pornography. Starting to see my intelligence level yet? You won't see any of this in any classroom in the college. You won't see any of this on TV in the news. You won't see it on the History Channel. This is real. And it's not fucking scary at all. It's like, reject the lie. You can be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I've had rants that I, looking back, sound insane. But I wasn't lying. Rejecting the lie is fundamental. If you go with the lie, you're fucked. And that's it. All right, guys. The Holy Spirit is strong in you, my brother. It's strong in every single thing that exists. It's our rejection of it is so tragic and so stupid. It's just so fucking... It's like watching someone punch themselves in the nose. And then being like... The world sucks. It's like, stop punching yourself in the nose. Because my life is much less stressful than I think a lot of people understand. I got a lot of love because of this recent events. But I don't think people understand that, like, my life is really fun. It's great. The life of someone living lies is constant trauma. Constant. Because they don't know where the threats are coming from. You know, because they're not honest with themselves. They're not, like, really looking into, like, the nature of the coyote. A coyote is what a coyote is. You know, Talmudic Jews are what Talmudic Jews are. They're not the root of evil. It is what it is. They think tricking is admirable. You know, chutzpah. That's what they do. So what do? You can't, you don't just, like, hurt them. Just understand that. You know, the coyote does what the coyote does. Just put up a fence. I'm not in my ravine every night like, if I don't get the coyotes, they're coming for me. That isn't rational. All right, Gamma's gone. This has gone back to old school BB. Yeah, because they now realize that, because there were some men that realized after this weekend's events that they just bit off more than they can chew and it went too far. And I'm very glad that they simply adjusted. They're like, wait a minute, I thought we're just... Wait a minute, so they really called to send police to Owen's house? Like, I don't want anything to do with that. And I've gotten emails of people like that. And good. I don't give a fuck how you view me. I don't care if you mock me. But, like, it went too far. And the gamma male hates confrontation. They can't even do it. It's all has to be ankle biting. There's been a few of them that have broken federal laws, and they'll pay. And hopefully that helps other men not go down that road of nonsense. You know, like, to see men root for Nick Fuentes confront Ben Shapiro and his family, I was like, man, there's some people that are going to learn some tough lessons. Tough lessons. That's a terrible thing to do. And there's all these men in the world, these young men that have never had a masculine voice in their life, and they have no idea what they're biting. And this has been a growth experience for a lot of people. A lot of people now realize what was going on. A lot of people realize that it's all fun and games until reality comes in. You can't win at Reddit. Just don't go. Last point, then I'm out of here. God, release the lemons. But go, okay, another irrational thing to do, completely irrational, is to go to Reddit and angrily read subreddits that are all lies about me. And just keep going back and being like, these fucking gammas. Or like to watch Davy. I don't watch any of their videos. The equivalent is someone watching gay porn for hours and calling them fags. Being like, look at these fags. Oh my God, look at this guy. This homo just, he's coming in from a hard day of work. Oh, he's dropping to his knees. Can you believe it? And then he starts wagging off. Man, these guys are such homos. Why would you ever go to a place filled with terrible people? Right? Doesn't that sound completely irrational? When people are like, you got to see what Reddit, they've really crossed around. The whole point of Reddit is to be awful. It's under a bridge. Like, I'll give you a visual. Look, that's Reddit. Reddit is under a bridge. Hang on. It's not even that, because that guy looks a little too jacked. Reddit is that. Like, that's Reddit is under that bridge. Imagine people being like, I went back down to the bridge, and there's still this real fucking creepy guy just being creepy. And then the next day, I went back down to the bridge. And it's like, stop. All right, guys. Unauthorized.tv, Unbearables Media, UnbearablesMerchandise.com, and get tickets for my upcoming weekend in Vegas. Much love. Love you guys.